We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Who likes to masturbate?
I've done it.
I've got him on video masturbating in here.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I've diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom, Terry. Get on out of here.
I've had diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody. No, why would I do that? I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs. Uh-huh.
From the Bryant Heating and Cooling Studios, this is FM 100.3 KFAN The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Big sucks.
I'll tell you when I got the idea to come back and do a little stand-up comedy. A few months ago, I was in Las Vegas, and some of my friends were going to see one of these legend shows, you know, impersonator shows, and they said, you want to go? And I had nothing to do. I said, yeah, I never saw one of those shows. And I went to see the show, and the first couple acts are just what you'd expect. And then they did this tribute to the 70s. And this guy comes out and starts doing me. I really didn't know that this guy was going to be there. And he comes out, and he's doing me. And he was pretty good. But then I found out that this guy was making more money doing me than they were offering me to work in Las Vegas. So I went up to the producer of the show. I said, listen, if this guy leaves the show, can I do me in your show? He said, well, why would you want to do that? I said, because at this point, I can make more money doing me than being me. He said, you know, that could work. All right. Let me see you do you.
I think Pringle's initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringle said, what the hell? Cut them up. I think a rotisserie is like a really morbid Ferris wheel for chickens. It's a very scary piece of machinery. We will take the chicken, impale it, and then rotate it. And I'll be damned if I'm not hungry. Because spinning chicken carcasses make my mouth water. If you go to the grocery store and you stand in front of the lunch meat section for too long, you start to get pissed off at turkeys. You see like turkey ham, turkey pastrami, turkey bologna. Someone needs to tell the turkeys, man, just be yourself.
Your 5,000 candles in the wind.
take a quick suggestion in terms of music to start the show?
Oh, sure.
I just feel like it's apropos.
You don't think Hate Myself and Wanna Die is the best song to start the show?
Nah, maybe not. Can we try this?
What's that? Yep.
Goodbye, no. Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Dead at the age of 91.
Of those around you crow.
This is for you, buddy.
Just a little bit of it, though. You don't deserve the whole song.
Yeah, really. What? We need the whole song.
All right, hold on.
Just a tidbit about this song. You want to see a grown man sob? Go to Elton John with Chris Hockey when he plays this.
I got
to
be really wasted, though.
You did sob. We kind of both did.
Those around you crawled. They crawled out of the woodwork, Hugh. Crawled out of the woodwork. And they whispered into your ear. We want to see TNA, Hugh.
Yeah.
And we want to hide them from our kids, but only well enough that the boys can find them and then hide them again.
Right. It isn't a riddle. It's just going to be a little difficult to find, right?
Like
you're not
going to
leave, right? You're not going to leave it on the coffee table, but it's also not going to be Maze Runner,
no,
right? You'll be able to find them.
Yeah, I can still tell you where they were.
Yeah,
without Hugh Hefner, all of us would be very different. But we also wouldn't know who Jenny McCarthy was or is.
Pam Anderson,
yeah. Annie Nicole Smith,
Karma Electra,
Erica Eleniak.
You know, there's something to be said about, Norma Jean as well, right? The first ever Playboy Centerfold.
And how about how he didn't put a date on it? Because he didn't think it would be anything other than that.
Hollywood created a superstar. And I made you fancy.
What a life.
Yeah, man.
Constantly
I
surrounded by gals that are either nude, mostly nude, or are about to get nude. Married about, 1,462 times to gals that were always 70 to 100 years younger than him.
100?
Almost, yes.
How about this for a topical fact? Remember the gal whose hoot punched her in the eye?
Sure.
She dated him. Because I now follow her on Snapchat.
Of course you do.
Right. She posted about it this morning. Yeah.
I know. I retweeted an Antia Utgard post. That she posted that was a picture of her naked from the bottom down, laying on her chest. And holding a Playboy magazine. I wonder if she was in Playboy magazine.
Oh yeah.
What?
Tommy
was.
Yeah.
He ran in here to say that. Yes, she was.
So was she in the non-nude version? Was she in the Playboy magazine version that we've seen the last couple of years before they're now going back to the news, or was she in the nude version?
She was in the nude version. I think it was like scandalous, like half nipple.
Oh.
You know?
Scandalous. For her, not necessarily for Playboy. That's basically what they do.
Right.
So, Tommy, you're what, 24 now?
Yep. Turning 25 in about a month.
24 for
We're
now.
Lucky
yep.
here.
What does Playboy magazine mean to your generation? Because my generation, Sauce's generation, and everybody older. We have a story. Do you guys care? Did you guys know what it was, care what it was? Or were you just, look, the internet exists, so who cares what Playboy magazine is?
Right. Well, the first time I ever saw a Playboy thing, I went online and I went, it was my dad's first day in his new office building. He just started a little company.
How old were you?
I was probably
20.
Fourth grade.
So you're 9, 10 years old.
Oh,
Dad's
hell.
First day. 9 or 10?
Sure.
Calm down.
Yep.
Let's just round up just because we're talking about you being 10. Let's say you're 10. Your dad has a new job or at least a new office building.
Yeah, right.
And what happens?
Well, he started a distributorship up and they just had brand new computers and I went into his new office and I searched playboy.com. And the old computer freezes.
Oh, goodness.
And I had to go out and tell my dad. I'm like, Dad, I tried to look up something online. He goes, sure, what are you looking up? I'm like,
sports stats.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you do
ESPN.
The old classic. This pop-up came up, but I don't know. And
right.
Then, yeah. Then I panicked. But that was the first time I ever really saw a Playboy thing.
So your first, very first connection was Playboy.com, but I always not knew an actual of it. Playboy magazine.
Right, because you always knew of it, so right. That was the thing I searched.
And now, so since then, though, you have seen an actual physical Playboy magazine?
No,
yes?
Of course, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And were other guys in your age range all online, or were they also looking for their dad's actual hard copy of Playboy?
I want to say online, most likely.
Almost all
but
of you.
When we're at the old barber shop, they have like all these Playboys where I used to get my hair cut up.
Where do where, you yeah. get your hair
my dad would bring Eddie and I there, and we'd be like, hey, they're looking up there. And my dad's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, sure. But we never would look at them. We just knew they were up there.
Oh, yeah.
God, Matamidi's messed up.
Yeah, what weird. That's odd.
Somebody
yeah.
should look into that.
I like it. Makes perfect sense to me.
I'd like to hear hockey, the first time hockey found.
I don't know if you can say it on the air.
Let me just say this. Playboy wasn't nearly raunchy enough for my dad.
He was a penthouse guy or yeah. a hustler guy?
The first nudes I saw, basically, I could have been a doctor.
Gotcha. Yeah. That explains so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I knew the anatomy of young ladies before I really understood what those are.
Yeah. Sure.
Man. Dwight didn't dabble in Playboy.
No, he yawned.
That's the equivalent of Highlights magazine for Dwight.
That's exactly absolutely. Right, yeah. Right.
No, do you know the reality TV show? That was where you got your fix.
Oh, the
Girl in This Next Door.
Next Door, yeah, next door. Yeah, right.
That was actually pretty good.
Holly Madison.
Kendra
Wilkinson or Wilkerson, right? The one that married Hank Basket.
Yeah.
Formerly of the Vikings. Yeah. Who was the third one? I can picture her face. I just can't think of her name.
Was he married to all of them?
No. I think he's only been married three times.
I don't know.
I can think of the other girl's face. I just don't know her name.
Yep. Man.
It was a good show. Yeah, R.I.P. to you, huh?
Yeah,
yeah man. You know, it's a good run for him.
It was a good run.
If they are, if there is such thing as
Bridget,
yes,
sounds right.
Yes, what was her last name? That's Moynihan. Right, though. No,
Bridget
Marquardt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God, this can't be your name.
Yep, I get it. Yep.
What were you saying, Hawk?
I don't remember.
If there is a heaven or something?
Yeah. No, if there are, like, next lives, like if he's already on his way to his next life, he lived a pretty good one. He's probably going to be a slug.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or one of those bugs.
It's time for him to hit the reset button. Let somebody else have a turn. Yeah.
One of those bugs that lives for, like, 24 hours.
Right. Yeah, the guy at the gate, like, letting you back in is like, okay, let me look at, let me see what you had here.
Oh,
wait, you were Hugh Hefner. you lived 91 years and basically just surrounded by a mirror your whole life. And not just any of them. Like,
Leighton Meester? What did you say?
What?
You know, I don't want to say it. Let me see if Rosie will say it for it.
Yeah.
Rosie?
The Beaver.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Your whole life.
I think that'll be really apropos today.
I'm super curious to see what Mark Rosen says about Hugh Hefner.
It'll be we'll
tears. Waterfalls.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be TLC.
Yep.
He'll be chasing waterfalls.
If Ric Flair had 10,000, how much for...
Ron Jeremy says is impossible.
Yeah. What does he know?
Well, Ron Jeremy wails.
Well,
that's a good question, though.
Oh,
how many gals did Hugh Hefner sleep with?
Well, how many has Ron Jeremy? And and that's my exact point. I mean, that's what he does for a living.
Mm-hmm.
He's still doing it. If he hasn't, done 10,000, then there's no way Ric Flair did.
Right.
Right?
No. That's bad logic. Where's that button from yesterday? That's bad logic.
Why do you say
let's
that?
Let's go back to like the Wilt Chamberlain things. Right? Wilt Chamberlain didn't perform in adult films for a profession.
Sure.
He was having like fivesomes and sevensomes.
Sure. But I'm guessing 10,000 was a guesstimate.
Well, yeah, it's not like he kept track.
That's what I'm saying.
But if Ric Flair claims it's 10,000, it's not 3,000. I bet it's closer to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's not 400.
You're a math guy.
Mm-hmm.
How many a day would that be for a guy who's 70 years old? And let's say he started, like Tommy, really early.
or Dwight.
Let's say his career basically kicked off in the early 70s, right?
Oh.
Okay.
So let's give him, let's just round up. Let's give him essentially 50 years of being somebody. Mm-hmm. 50 times 365 is 18,250. That's not even one a day.
Oh.
Right. For the rest of us, that's insane. Sorry, Hugh.
Who's that Instagram guy that with the big beard, this jacked guy?
Dan Bilzerian.
Oh, yeah. You listen to him on shows, he'll talk about how he has ninesomes and all these, like every night.
Yeah, but a lot of that he's just saying.
So
I know, but, okay, if but he's even talking about it, you know Hugh could get that done.
So the rest of us would say, well, that's 18,250 days, and he's claiming 10,000. Yeah, that's one essentially every other day. A new one every other day.
And if you're the nature boy?
If you're the nature boy, that's easy.
Yeah, easy.
And again, now, if you're having foursomes, fivesomes, sixsomes,
that's right.
Or even threesomes,
you guys
that covers your week and a half in a split second.
Right.
I think you guys are highly overestimating the... with all due respect, attractiveness of Ric Flair.
You are massively underestimating the star bleepers that are out there.
How old is Ric Flair right now?
Have you seen Ron Jeremy?
How old is Ric Flair right now?
70-something.
Right, so you think in the last 10 years he's kept up that pace?
Yeah. Probably not, but when he's in his 30s and 40s, like in the 80s and 90s when he was in his prime,
I'm just going to say that. I'm going to say the words you love to hear. You're right, I'm wrong.
No, I'm not saying.
I just seem like that's a lot. That seems like a lot to me. But regardless, if Ron Jeremy says it's a lot.
So then you're also saying Wilt Chamberlain's a liar. You're saying 20,000 is not possible.
Going back to my original point, I don't think he went, okay, today was like, let me make sure I make notes here. No, five today.
He did exactly what we're doing, which is saying, how often was I probably getting it on with a new gal? Well, I was sleeping with two or three gals a day for like a decade and a half. At some point, Wilt did the math too. He didn't keep track. There's no way Ric Flair kept track. He's doing the same thing we're doing right now, going, God, I was probably sleeping with 3, 4, 5 different gals a week. Let's see, 30, 40 years. He did the math, and he said, it's probably like 10,000 gals. So, yeah, of course it's a guess. Of course it's an estimate. But all I'm saying is if somebody claims 20,000 or 10,000, he didn't sleep with 200 women. It's in the thousands. And maybe he's 2,000 off, right? Maybe it is 8,000. But what a consolation prize. Sorry, Rick, you suck at math. Great news. You slept with 8,100 women. You were 1,900 off. You failed your math test. You passed your man test with flying colors. Now, don't tell your grandkids. Too late.
And now your penis is falling off.
It did. It fell off. It fell off in 1975. But still,
he's a
good
eunuch
for you. Yeah, he's on Game of Thrones.
Oh.
No, no.
Oh, Bogsley. Such a song.
Well,
and Hugh Hefner's 91. I wonder.
Oh, he was kept 91. It up.
I wonder when he stopped getting after it.
Yesterday?
Wasn't the rumor, though, that some of these gals that were his live-in gals claimed that they never even slept with him?
I don't know.
Who knows if that's true?
Right. I thought that was the rule. You had to sleep with
you. I would think you have to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
again, I wonder if Antia, when she comes in on Monday, I assume she met you then when she went to the Playboy Mansion. Yeah.
She probably knows the rules.
Maybe. We'll ask her.
Well, guys, they did it.
The Minnesota Twins have clinched a playoff spot.
Awesome.
They're in.
Good for them.
First team in history to lose 100 or more games and then make the playoffs the following season.
Good for them. Have you seen the video?
Yes.
It's
fun, man.
Yeah,
good
they deserve
them.
That. They were so bad last year.
Did you guys put any bets on it?
No.
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 Corey did say before the season he would take the over on the... Was it... What did you say?
Well, the over-under was what?
70?
Yeah, it was in the low 70s, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was 71?
Offensively.
I forget what it was. It was a bad number.
They could make a run, but... Their pitching staffs just can't hold up.
Winnersville.
Oh, you only got to win one game.
Winnersville.
How great would that
I don't think they can beat the Yankees in a seven-game series. No. They don't have to play them in a seven-game series. They
or
have to
a
play
69
one
game series.
Yesterday we said it was 69. Isn't that right?
One-game series. They can do it. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. What a day... What a difference a day makes, huh? Patino out in Louisville. The Twins are in. The magic number now, well, I guess, has been captured. So that'll be fun to watch. And the man responsible for so many of us getting to know ourselves, Hugh Hefner, no longer on this planet.
Perfectly worded.
What a life. What a life.
An interesting one, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
One that very few people have lived.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In a lot of different ways. I mean, he wore a robe almost around the clock.
Yeah.
And then later in life, was a boat captain.
Yeah, he always liked to wear that hat.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't the greatest look.
Yeah, not sure.
But it worked.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was about for him, but
well, I don't think it did work, Paul. But that's the whole point is when you've lived the life that he lives and has the power that he had, you can be a boat captain at 70 years old and go, "I'm going to be a boat captain from now on." And the gals will go, "Whatever you say, Hugh.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, do it, man.
Are you actually going to go on a boat?" Like, well, yes, once in a while, but very infrequently. Most of the time, I'm just going to walk around my house in my bathrobe,
right?
But I'm going to be dressed as a boat captain as well, and they'd go,
okay.
Whenever you say, Hugh.
He's wealthy. He was wealthy, right?
Very.
Very, very.
And yeah. Did Playboy have like their own hotel in Vegas? Or was like their top floor that was just dedicated for him?
I think they had a club, right?
Yeah, well, the
Palms?
Wasn't the,
you know talking about?
Wasn't there like a, like what they have with like the Pussycat Dolls in the MGM? No, in Caesars where they like our car dealers, don't they have something like that with like Playboy bunnies?
Well, I think so.
Machine.
Yeah, have you won money from that?
Well, I think wasn't it around the time that Girl Next Door on E was a big deal? Didn't they like a party or a club at the Palms or something like that? I don't think it was the Rio. I think it was the Palms. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Hugh had the Playboy Mansion, and it didn't matter about his offices in Chicago or whatever else Playboy had, is they had the Playboy Mansion, and that's when you basically live where you work, and where you live and work is surrounded by gals in bikinis basically 24 hours or less, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Probably a pretty solid work environment.
Probably pretty fun, I would guess. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty nice, you know, business plan. It's like sitting around and saying to himself, wait a minute, nobody's done this before? And nobody's put boobies in magazines? Well, I could do that.
What if I do it? I don't know. No one's done that. No one's done that before. I don't think anybody's going to want to do that. Who's going to look at that?
Did you guys find it interesting yesterday at all that I asked Coach Zimmer a question about Hugh Hefner during the press conference on the same day?
Is that right?
I was precognition.
Wow. You were what?
You were a precog?
Yeah, it was like I was a precog.
You knew.
I did. Somehow I knew, I guess. I don't know. It's very odd. You got to come to the press conference with us one of these days, Tommy.
They're fun.
They're fun,
we just
man.
Take over. We're tired of other like, beat reporters or columnists going, I'm asking all the big questions. Yesterday,
defense,
the power trip dominated the Mike Zimmer press conference. We asked essentially all of the questions. Do you want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
And now it's time for a power trip press conference.
All right, it goes a little something like this. Mike Zimmer, Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show. Did you see any significant differences between The Hangover and Hangover 2?
No, not really. It's pretty much the same.
Oh! Hugh. Sorry.
Wow, you have a precognition as well?
Yeah.
How did you know?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm worried today about it. Mike Zimmer, when you saw Ron Jeremy walk onto the scene for the first time, what did you say?
This would be a big one.
Well,
Coach Zimmer, Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show. Hugh Hefner's getting up there in age. Could you tell me, what do you think he gave to the world?
A lot of picks.
Yep.
How would you describe Slimer from the Ghostbusters?
You know, the runner ran well.
That's the wrong button.
Meat sauce?
Really slippery.
That makes more sense.
He's a runner.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike, you were recently put into the witness protection program, and all they gave you were those fake glasses with the mustache and a helium balloon. Do you think that'll disguise you well?
Not too much disguising, really. I mean,
Coach Zimmer, Chris Hockey Power Trip Morning Show. Odd question, but doing a poll. Do you pick your nose?
A little bit, like everybody, but I mean, it's not like crazy.
Yeah. Honesty
habit.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite thing about going to the strip clubs with Mark Rosen?
He's trying to pump it in there. That's what I like about him the most.
Mike, you recently surveyed every woman that has slept with Dwight Hockey. How did they describe it?
Very explosive, quick.
Okay.
Just a quick aside, Coach. That's an odd thing for you to do. Coach, Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show. Probably going to get in trouble for this question. Have you ever... I don't think I should do this.
You should ask him. This is our press conference.
Yeah. Don't let Suhan take this over.
Coach, I was told that you speak Japanese. Can you define a strange word that I keep seeing everywhere? I think it's pronounced bokeiki.
Stepping in front of things.
Oh, God.
Mike, quickly switching subjects if you don't mind. GoldenEye on Nintendo 64, Skyrim, or Grand Theft Auto 5? Your favorite and why?
Good question. I'd have to think back on all three games. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a hard one for him.
Mike Zimmer, this is probably up the same alley as Chris Hockey. I don't know if I should ask it, but you recently found out that Chris Hockey got into zombie porn. When he flies with the team, do you guys talk about it?
I don't talk to him too much about that.
Hey, Coach, Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show. Listen, a little personal thing here. I hope this is not going out of lines here. But I heard you injured your wiener in a zipper incident. What's the plan with that?
I'm going to give him the day off today, but we're doing everything we can to get him ready to play Sunday.
Oh.
And just give him one more day to rest.
Yep. Probably smart. Coach, one last one for me. I heard you used to write sports headlines for the USA Today, but you were fired after you covered Usain Bolt in the Olympics in 2012. Do you remember the headline about Bolt that you eventually were fired for?
You know, the runner ran well.
Mike Zimmer, Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert here. How are you? About a year ago, Chris Hockey bought what he thought was a wallet, and it was 100% a women's clutch. What's your advice to him? Should he keep it or should he throw it out?
He just needs to continue to use it.
Oh, thanks. I agree. Thanks, Coach. Yeah. I wish you had told me that earlier. Actually, I got two more questions for Coach, if you don't mind. I'll wrap this up quick, I promise. I know your mentor is Bill Parcells. Word on the street is he's got a nasty case of hemorrhoids. How does he treat that?
Yeah, I talked a lot about preparation.
Oh.
I believe you're referring to preparation. It probably, yeah, makes sense. I'll make note. One last thing. Word on the street as well, a different street, is that Mark Rosen sends you a lot of dong pics. When does he do that?
You know, he usually texts me after the game.
Oh.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. That's all. No further questions.
I don't know if we'll be asked back.
No, I think he appreciated the questions.
The point, though, Paul, is we are media members.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
We are in the media.
Barely.
I technically have a journalism degree, so I can ask journalism
related
questions.
Right.
With journalistic integrity.
You did that, I think.
I think I did that. Yeah. I think you guys, as non-journalism majors, represented all journalists very well.
Thank you very much. Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, to all the real reporters who gave us funny looks, you know, come up with something other than defense schmefense, you know?
Yeah,
ask a real question, something you're really curious about.
Yeah, how do you think Matt Stafford's evolved over the last 10 years?
Right.
Who cares?
Like, who cares?
He's a pretty good quarterback. Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah. Right. I mean, nobody asked him about his wiener but me yesterday.
Yeah, that was great.
Right? I mean,
Tom West was a little upset, but hey.
Yeah, because he didn't know beforehand.
Yeah, that normally changes things. All right.
I could hardly believe it.
Winnersville.
When I heard the news today.
Right. Winnersville.
So the Twins aren't necessarily Winnersville because they lost 4-2 to the Indians yesterday. Polanco hit a two-run home run in the ninth inning. The Twins had just five hits. They are 83-75. The Indians up to 99-59. But that doesn't matter because the Angels lost and the Twins are officially in.
Hell yeah.
The Twins.
They clinch wild card spot number two. They will square off against the New York Yankees of Anaheim next week.
The Twins.
That's a deep voice.
And I think the thing that everybody just keeps dwelling on is it's one game, not seven, not five. You just have to beat them one time. Now, granted, they got swept by them a week ago. You just have to beat them once.
Two.
The curveball.
Right. And I, you know, you bring out your best pitcher, see what you can do. Offensively, I think they can win, but it's Yankee Stadium, playoff baseball. It's a whole new ball game.
How are you, stranger?
Oh, hockey. He's talking to your left hand.
Louisville's Rick Pitino and athletic director Tom Jurich have been placed on administrative leave. Jurich is paid leave. Pitino's is unpaid. Even Pitino's attorney essentially says he's, in essence, been fired. Although, Pitino has something in his contract where he has to be given a 10-day heads-up on a firing. What? Strange, right? He has to have a 10-day notice before any firing can become official. But he's essentially out of there. They've been linked to an FBI investigation looking into fraud and corruption in recruiting. Pitino is 65 years old. Before the Pitino news, the Louisville Cardinals were 15-1 to win the national championship, the seventh best odds in the country.
The sad thing about all this is as soon as all the dust settles with this, this will be one of the highly sought-after jobs in college basketball.
Why is that the sad? I don't understand the
sadness. You know what I mean? Like, it just how it in the big picture, the show sauce has to go on.
Sauce.
Yeah, babe?
Sauce.
Hey, Rosie, what do you say when you get home to your left hand?
How are you, stranger?
Hey, what if the Gophers have a great basketball season?
Mm-hmm.
And then the son goes takes his dad's old
There's game. Zero chance I think they'd hire his son.
Why?
Right. I mean,
would you want to work when your dad was fired?
Can't do it.
Yeah, you can't.
They can't hire
Pitino. That's a good point.
Yeah.
They can't. Good at this, Paul.
It'll be Shaka Smart. It'll be somebody like that. Yeah. But yeah.
How are you, stranger?
Oh, hey. Do you think hockey knows who Shaka Smart is?
Sure, I do. She's a great singer. Uh-huh. Feel for you.
You should play that.
You should.
Great point. How are you, stranger?
Sauce.
Yeah.
The Wild are at the Blues tonight, stranger? In Kansas City. The Wild have two preseason games left. Season opener is 1 week from tonight at Detroit.
We have to play that more. Where is that on the button mark?
It's on...
Don't show him. Don't show him. Don't show him where it is.
I'll find it.
The Bears are at the Packers tonight at 7:25. The Packers are 2-1. The Bears are 1-2. The Packers are 7-point favorites.
Ooh.
You guys want to hear a cool sports stat?
I don't know. If I were in Vegas, I think I'd take the Bears.
Aaron Rodgers is second right now in the NFL in yards, fourth in touchdowns, 13th in passer rating with a 93.1. He's 13th. Guess who is, and this is going to be easy, guess who's sixth?
Molesky.
No.
Case?
Case Keenum is sixth in the NFL at 101.8.
Oh. 101.8.
Mikey, yo.
Is Bradford one?
He's not eligible, I don't think.
Oh.
I think you have to have, you know, a specific number of snaps per start. So the five guys, because he had like a, what, 140-something or whatever week one?
Uh-huh.
Take a shot at it. There are five guys ahead of Case Keenum.
Matt
quarterback.
Burke.
Matt Burke is not one
Brady.
Of them. Brady is second at 121.5. Mike Yo used to coach hockey.
Matt
probably
Ryan.
Still does for the St. Louis Blues. Matt Ryan, no.
Hockey, any more guesses out of you?
Lieber.
Nope. He'll be here at 7.
Lavelle.
Absolutely not.
Man.
The reason why I bring it up is there are a couple of these, three of these I would say are pretty hard to guess.
Who's the quarterback for the Rams?
Carson Wentz.
Rams, there you go.
Yeah.
Jared Goff, 118.2 is third.
Carson?
LaPanta.
LaPanta, no. Wentz, no.
Watson?
Nope.
Lake.
No.
Nope.
I have no guesses at all. I have no idea.
Brady's number two at 121.5. Jared Goff, 118.2, is third. Drew Brees is fourth at 109.7. Kevin Borg is
18th.
Terrible film critic. He once saw Hangover 2 twice in the same weekend. Kirk Cousins, who didn't throw essentially any passes to Terrell Pryor, is fifth at 105.1. And number one in the NFL,
JG.
I said Jared Goff is third.
Oh,
Alex Smith. 132.7.
Oh, of course, duh, yeah.
Seven.
Yeah.
How are you, stranger?
Please, please don't ever show Paul where that button is.
I won't.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
It's time for the Power Trip Cast Quiz. We give you the castmates and the year the movie came out. You give us the movie. The castmates, Tom Hanks and Kelsey Grammer. The year, 1999. The answer, right after this. The Fan.
Hey, it's lights out right now.
You're listening to The Fan.
And now, the answer to the Power Trip Cast Quiz. The castmates, Tom Hanks and Kelsey Grammer. The year, 1999. The answer, Toy Story 2. And now, back to the Power Trip.
Join the common man at the grand opening of the new Golf Galaxy at the Shops of Lyndale this Friday and Saturday with great giveaways, store specials, and more. Details at KFAM.com. Keyword, events.
Sounds real good, dude. Thank you. 70 today, man. 63 tomorrow's perfect outside right now. The Twins win there. Well, I should say the Twins are in. Didn't even take a win. So that's good.
Yeah, now these next, what, four games left, right? Yeah, four games to go. Now you just set up everybody for the one-game playoff. You rest people accordingly. Santana's supposed to pitch today, correct?
Lavelle.
Yeah,
Lavelle. Ask Lavelle.
And then he won't pitch till he'll pitch Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah, he's got to. I mean, you couldn't sit him until next Tuesday, could you?
That's too long of a break, yeah, right? Yeah. I assume they're going to just have a short leash on him today.
Yeah.
Pitch, like, what, four innings and say, that's enough? Something like that? I don't know. What do I know? I'm not a baseball guy.
And if you're in Las Vegas right now, which I will be in a little while.
Like today?
No.
Oh, good for you.
Bet the Indians because they're all hungover.
Who, the Twins?
Yeah. Bet the Indians.
Oh, yeah.
I bet if there was a stat for, like, games after a team clinches, I bet they're not good.
Good morning, Peter.
Oh, hey. I love these new buttons.
Me too.
Yeah.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, Rosie, what do you do when you roll over and see my Uncle Peter laying next to you?
Good morning, Peter.
Gross.
You said it.
Yeah, Peter said it.
Mark said it. You're confused.
Yeah, you're confusing yourself.
What? Who's Mark? Corey's tired of me. And he's going to ride 4 hours with me in a car.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, how about that, by the way?
Yeah, let's quickly announce what's going on. Late scratch, Pear Bear, Mark Parrish.
He's dead.
I love him, but come on, man.
Parrish cannot come to Fargo today, which means he cannot be on the show tomorrow morning, which means... Advantage.
Aaron Henderson.
No.
What? Oh, no? Okay.
Not advantage former Minnesota Vikings linebacker Aaron Henderson or his brother EJ.
Okay.
Advantage Rubes, that means three players is a little light. We like to have four or five play initials, which means we need a Rube to play tomorrow, which means we are drawing a name a la Josh from Detroit Lakes 2 years ago, and technically this year, but last year he won. We're going to have a Rube. Randomly drawn tomorrow, to take on AJ, Sauce, and Chris Hockey. Be there tomorrow. Sanctuary Event Center with the Coom Dog in Fargo, North Dakota.
I'm just going to say this.
Yeah, just say it.
Somebody that regularly plays hockey, AJ or I, is going to break my record tomorrow.
That's just so illogical.
Why?
Why?
Because let's say Pear Bear
whoever was... Whoever you pull. Pooh Bear gets pulled, zero chance. They may get one.
Paul, Josh won, dude.
Paul, here's also what why it's much like Chris's math with Ric Flair. Here's where your math's awful with this.
You just want me, fine. You're right.
Yeah, there you go. Now you win.
You're right. Here's the how you're awful at math. You and AJ went to overtime last week, right?
Yeah.
You had five. He had four. Hawk and Pearberry Ched two.
Bob Boo.
Right.
Oh.
If you guys, the last handful of weeks, handful of months even, if you and AJ are fighting for first and you guys are getting three, four, five, six apiece, you're both playing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You're essentially saying that one of you is going to get zero.
Adrian. I might. Oh, hey.
So because a listener's playing, you're getting zero tomorrow. That's what you're projecting?
Maybe.
That's why your logic doesn't make any sense.
65.
If it was you versus three Rubes.
Hey, Meatsauce, what's your IQ?
You know what I'm saying? If it was you versus three Rubes, we have zero knowledge of their knowledge, then you could say, I might break the record. These three Rubes stand no chance. You're playing against two guys that have won a million times.
When was the last time Hawk you
won? It's been a while. It's okay.
65.
I will clearly be cheering for the Rube to win. I want another Josh moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the best.
I was up in Detroit Lakes yesterday.
Yeah.
Nice little area.
Yeah.
Don't kid yourself.
I like Detroit
the
Lakes.
The Abyss.
It's a hike. It's a little hike.
With 3.5, right?
I like it up though. There. Yeah.
I like it. It's a nice lake. They got a Zorba's.
What?
Hell yeah, they
we
do.
We should go to Zorba's tonight.
I wish I could.
When, yeah. When are you guys going?
Like one.
One. What?
I can't do that.
Okay, other news. Hey, what's the Gophers line?
Yesterday it was 12.
Yeah,
let me look it up quickly.
Who wants
here.
It?
Hockey does.
Let me see. Let me get the updated line here.
We should ask a big voice guy.
7.
Was that 12.5.
12
according
and
to ESPN.com, the Gophers are 12.5 point favorites against Maryland.
So Maryland starts with 12.5 points.
Yes, yeah. It's 12.5-0 the second the game starts.
With a third string quarterback?
Yeah.
You tell me?
Yeah. PJ's trying to prove something?
Mm-hmm.
So you think the Gophers just roll?
Who wants the Heat?
Well, I don't want the Heat.
Hogsley?
It's a lot of points.
By the way, Tommy, another piece of advice when it comes to betting, never break down why it's obviously one-sided and then say, who wants action? Right? Third-string quarterback, the Terrapins are just riddled with injuries. Gophers are at home. They're absolutely going to roll. Tons of motivation. Who wants some action?
Mikey, yo!
That's how you sell.
You got to sell the opposite way. Be like, man, this game is going to be really, really tight.
Hockey will take
anybody
it.
Want to take the Terrapins and the points?
Hawk will.
And then you bury them.
I don't think so.
I know Ben will. I'll talk to Ben.
Yeah, but what if Ben thinks the Gophers are going to win? Ben's a smart guy, and he knows college football.
What about Jeff Goldblum?
Chris, that's all you.
No, it's not me anymore. It's you.
I don't want to do a
Goldblum
impression.
It's better when you do it, huh?
No, it's not. It's better when we agreed yesterday he's good.
What about, I can't think of the guy's name. Just move on.
Hmm. Is it just me, Quincy or does Lieber?
Not Quincy Lewis. He doesn't need
does
to
Hawk know who he is?
No.
Of course I do. He used to play basketball for the Gophers.
Oh, wow.
Told you. You guys underestimated.
And he was drafted by the?
NBA.
Yep. Nailed it.
The Jazz, right?
Yeah, I think it was the Jazz.
Does Lieber remind you guys of The Rock at all?
What?
Just think of it when he walks
some weird fan.
In what way?
We have to talk to
the
Lieber
way he talks, the way he looks.
The way he talks?
Yes. He has that raspy little voice to him.
What's wrong? Do you fantasize about him? What's
well, he's sexy as hell,
do, yeah.
Yeah,
I think, yeah.
Could you stand up right now if I asked you to?
Probably not.
What's going on with you right now?
So, Lieber took a kind of a shot at us, by the way, on Vikings Connected last week.
Oh, what's that?
He used to be the host, you know?
Yeah.
And he used to wear the Nacho costume in the mascot game, which they played last week. And he retired from it because he scratched his face up really bad the last time he did it. But listen to this subtle shot.
My name is Benjamin Lewis Lieber, and I'm renouncing all claims to the Nacho Man, effective immediately. Truth be told, it wasn't my decision. It was the doctors. They said if I were to scar my beautiful face again, then I'd have to retire as a TV personality, and I'd have to stick to radio.
Ben.
Ben, how dare you? He does have a beautiful face.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
to. If you think that people need a face for radio to be on radio, tune in at 8 o'clock on Monday.
Great point.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Did you see the email I sent out, by the way?
Sure.
So,
yeah, locked and loaded.
Well, yeah, but I mean, who gets to do that? Because, you know, AJ won't. Somebody, we're going to have to compile some
I definitely
pictures.
Think AJ is going to be the one who does it, puts together the photo gallery. That'll be AJ. That's AJ's job.
That's his job.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's his job. He'll do it.
Yeah, right.
He'll spend the next 4 to 5 hours just loading up on photos.
Yeah, he can do it while I drive to Fargo.
Sure. Perfect.
Well, he'll drive because I'm not driving.
Yeah, he'll drive because everybody wants to live.
Yeah, I'll drive. Yeah, I'm not driving.
Nope, good point. Yeah. Yes. AJ stays off his phone when he drives. So Cars for Kids brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks, Cars for Kids. What really matters is next. There are scores and stats around the world of sports and in between. Chris will change your life with something else. Tommy, how long can you stay? 7:15, 7:30?
7:30.
7:30?
Yeah.
Look at you. The big boy job can wait.
And then what really matters? I have one.
You have one.
It's a question.
Oh.
It's a good little fact, though.
I like that Tommy brings prep to this show.
Yeah, too.
And you have Gophers fan line this weekend, correct?
No, here's the thing. I was supposed to, but one of my best friends is getting married, Alex Hill. Can't wait. Getting married, so I switched to John Shevlin, but I have Purdue in 2 weeks.
So you're pulling a parish.
Gotcha. You're pulling a parish, and you're just going to get lit.
Canceling at the last second. Yeah.
As opposed to working, you're going
to
get lit.
Saturday afternoon to cancel.
Power 2 Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
What up, baby?
Yeah.
It's a T.O. Thursday. Ben Lieber's on his way in. Power Trip Morning Show. Headed to NoDak tonight. Fargo, North Dakota, tomorrow morning. The lovely Sanctuary Event Center. Live broadcast 5:30 to 9 tomorrow morning.
With a Rube playing initials. And I saw some guy on Twitter who thinks it's a prank. He's like, you guys aren't driving to Fargo in the morning.
Well, duh, we're driving today.
Yeah, we're driving tonight.
We'd have to leave it. 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and Rumble Strips isn't driving.
Right, Rumble Strips is not driving. We're leaving this afternoon. We're going to take over Fargo tonight.
Yeah, it'll be sweet.
It's on.
I'll hide in the hotel room, but...
Yes.
How far is Fargo from Detroit Lakes?
69 hours.
It's like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No. Maybe less than that. Who knows?
It's not that bad of a drive. You guys will be just fine.
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah. AGL Drive and all the fun at Corian will be there in no time.
Right.
I'm turning on some warrant and driving by myself tonight. What do you think of the Maples?
That sounds great to me. Have fun.
I'd rather drive blindfolded.
I wish you would. What
really matters? Genius. By LutherAuto.com.
Hey, thanks, LutherAuto.com.
Yeah, thank you, Lulu.
I read scores and stats around the world of sports. In between, Chris Hockey will change your life. With something else. It has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics. Although, Tommy, you claim...
I've won today.
You have one that you would like
so
to bring
excited.
To the table. Yeah. Let's start with the fact that the Minnesota Twins are in the postseason. Despite losing 4-2 to the Indians, the Angels lost, which means the Angels are out and the Twins are in. They become the first team in baseball history to lose 100 games or more and then make the postseason the following year. Now, sure, the wild card and the second wild card haven't always been a thing, but who cares? They're the first to do it.
Prove Rod right.
Yeah.
Nice
Ron
job.
Ron Johnson.
No.
What? No.
No, not Ron Johnson.
What really matters is this, Tommy.
Three FBS teams have never played an FCS opponent. Can you name them?
What? Say that again.
What?
Football here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we got that.
We got that part. Say that. Ask the question one more time.
Three FBS football teams have never played an FCS opponent. Can you name the three? So we're talking major Division I schools.
They're going to believe Alabama.
That have never played basically the bottom of the barrel kind of schools, correct?
Well, like D1,
D1, 2, kind of whatever. The old D2 or the old D3.
It's pretty obvious when I tell you.
So Alabama has to be one. I would assume hockey's correct.
No.
Okay, we're off to a great start.
Notre Dame?
Yes, that's one.
Okay.
USC?
Yes.
And Florida State?
No, that's what I guess, too. This is probably the hardest one to get.
Give us a region of the country without giving it away.
West.
Oh.
Oregon.
Nope.
UCLA.
North Carolina.
Yes, UCLA.
Hmm. Well, that was my contribution.
Wow, nice job. Okay.
Let me do the opening to What Really Matters one more time, if you don't mind. Can I do it? Can we start over?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And now it's time for What Really Matters, brought to you by LutherAuto.com.
Hey, thanks, LutherAuto.com. All right, I read scores and stats around the world in sports, and then Chris Hockey gives you something that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics. Nothing to do.
But Corey,
with amateur or professional athletics.
Recently, you've been saying, but Chris Hockey is changing your life with something else.
Yeah.
You've been saying that lately.
Yeah. Yeah, but people that listen to the show know that the other thing is supposed to be non-sports related.
Yeah, right. Corey, as you said that, I kind of realized.
Although I like trivia.
Tommy,
so
are you
I'm
trying
torn.
To shake things up?
Well,
it's okay if you are. It's good. Shake it up.
Louisville's Rick Pitino and their athletic director basically fired. In essence, he's been fired, although Pitino's attorney
said
in a statement.
Lake.
Oh. That's his attorney?
Yep. Oh. That he is, quote, in effect, been fired. But according to his contract, Pitino must be given 10 days notice before any firing can be official. I think that's just so he can steal office supplies before he officially is let go. What really matters is this, which has nothing to do with sports.
Not a thing to do with sports. The sounds from crunchy foods are actually tiny sonic booms as the food is breaking up at the speed of sound. That's pretty sweet, right?
Go for some chips.
Oh, how about some cereal?
Oh, yeah. Cereal's the best.
How about canes?
Oh, well, sure. I'm going to take that too, but you never, ever, ever get sick of chicken fingers.
I would be dead if I answered that.
I'm not saying you like, but does it ever sound like, man, I wish I could eat something else?
No.
Never?
Really?
No, I mean, I wish that I could have a normal diet and eat like a normal human being, but the opposite is also true, that I don't ever wake up and go, chicken fingers again. Like, it doesn't bother me. It bothers other people for me,
if
that makes sense.
I bet I guess one.
Yes. Yeah. She does not care for it.
How come we never get to go to nice restaurants? You can go. Take somebody else.
Have hot-ass Randy take it.
He'll drive you.
I'm sure he will. He's a driver now, too.
That van is sick. The one that he has for Drill It, Pound It, Screw It.com.
Oh, yeah? What does it look like? Have you been in the back?
Well, all of the windows are super tinted. You can't see inside the back, so I don't know what kind of contraptions he has back there to hold all of his tools.
Hopefully not a black light.
He has a bedroom in the back of it just to, like, practice
like
on.
Like a showroom?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
He's a hard worker, man.
Drill it, pound it, screw it.com. Wait, I hate to give out free advertising because this is some high-priced real estate here on the fam, but still, he's done so much great work for me. And my wife says he's very philanthropic. Her exact words is he's very giving.
Oh.
I feel like he's given back to the community so much that
Good
I should
morning,
get back
Peter.
To him. So drill it, pound it, screw it.com.
Is he there now?
Yeah, here's the greeting.
Good morning, Peter.
As he looks down. Can I ask you one question about your eating? Mm-hmm. Is there one thing that you wish you could eat?
Yeah. Lieber.
Like, were you... is there another thing you wish you could eat?
Kevin Gore.
Wow.
I'm like Pinocchio. I wish I was a real boy. I wish I could eat like a big boy.
Yeah. Okay.
My wife used to think that I should get hypnotized. And then I said, cool, call Merlin and see if he can cast a spell on me.
You don't believe in hypnotism?
I believe that you have to buy into it to have it work. Everybody says that you really and I don't know if I would allow myself to go that deep. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, this is garbage.
I watched a movie last night with Abba Dabba that could have been really good, but it wasn't. But it was called that Now You See Me.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
The first one or the second one?
Oh, I didn't know there was a second one.
Oh, there was a sequel.
Second one, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I guess I didn't know. Somehow I missed that. But we watched
Jesse Eisenberg magician movie.
Yeah, she's in it. Or he's in it, I should say. And then the really hot chick from the movie where they crash weddings.
Oh, yeah. Woody Allen?
Isla Fisher.
Yeah, Isla Fisher. Woody Harrelson.
Crashers. The movie that they crash weddings.
Yeah. Wedding yeah. Woody Harrelson, then the kid that's in the movie where the hot dude and the kind of chubby guy are detectives and they go to college.
You're thinking of 21 Jump Street and you're thinking of Dave Franco.
Yeah, Dave Franco. That's right. It's Dave Franco. And
and then Mark Ruffalo as well.
And Morgan Freeman. Freeman. It's just loaded with stars.
Bad?
It's not bad. It's just there were so many great things that happened so quickly. You were like, whoa, How'd they get to New Orleans? When did that? What?
Right.
Why are they in New Orleans? You know, but it had the opportunity to be really great. They did some fun things on there, and the concept was really cool.
Yeah, magicians that essentially rob people.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
that's a great
thieves
idea.
Thieves who are magicians,
yeah.
So they can have illusions and have illusions work in their favor to
steal
stuff.
Right, that's exactly right. So I wouldn't encourage you to watch it.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you saw the first one though?
I did see the first
one.
Would
you agree with me? You didn't think it was that great?
I remember, I basically despised the ending, but now I don't remember how it ended.
Mm.
Did you watch all the way through to the ending?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I remember going, well, that was stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what it was because I saw it, 4 years ago, and it was escaping me.
You want me to turn off the mic and tell you off the air so you remember?
Go for it.
Everybody dies.
I can't hear you. It's not working. Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Big twist. Yeah.
Yeah, the big twist, remember?
And then in the second one, that comes back to play. The second one might be better. I like the second
one.
Oh,
good.
Really?
No
yeah.
kidding.
Oh,
okay,
huh?
Well, there you go. Maybe I will watch the second one. I didn't even realize it existed. All right, good. See, that's what really matters.
That doesn't really matter.
See how that is?
Sam Bradford did not practice yesterday, but he has not yet been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Lions. The team is, quote, doing everything they can, end quote, to get Bradford ready.
Oh.
How are you, stranger?
But
great.
If you don't practice on Wednesday, and in the last couple of weeks he's been limited in practice but then doesn't practice.
Yeah.
If you don't practice on Wednesday.
Well, plus Case Keenum came out and just killed
Case
it the
Keenum,
other day.
Go with the hot hand.
Yeah, everybody has basically forgotten
Case.
That Sam Bradford even exists at this point.
Yeah, and if
except for Zimmer.
I think
Zimmer
just,
wants
you know
Sam
I mean.
Back.
Yeah. Of course,
for
they
sure.
all do, because in the long run, Sam keeps Zimmer's job. Right? No? Okay.
Probably.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, I'm
but
hopefully.
If you
Case
have another
too,
game like last Sunday, you have a legit quarterback controversy.
No, you don't.
You don't think so?
No, Sam is the guy.
Okay.
Zimmer said it yesterday.
If
somebody else kind of asked about the hot hand factor, and he quickly shot that down. He says, when Sam is healthy, Sam is the quarterback.
Yeah.
Basically, end of sentence.
Oh.
I like that
sassy.
About him. He's very matter
yep.
of fact.
Yeah.
I like it. And turns
what
on.
Really matters is
what?
This.
What?
It turns you on?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
Jeez. Electric Light Orchestra has the record for the most top 40 songs without a number one hit. They've had 20 songs make the top 40, but none of them ever made it to number one.
Still a pretty goddamn good career.
Good. Yeah. 20
ELO,
songs?
I don't know ELO very well.
Wales.
I wonder how many of those 20 I would actually know or
out.
Recognize.
Yes. You love them, right, Hawk?
Of course.
Tommy
yeah.
can't name one
Electric
ELO
Light
song.
Orchestra is what ELO stands for, and they had a lot of great tunes.
Tommy, it's before our time, too, but
oh, really?
I'm barely familiar with them.
Is Jeff Lynne the lead guy?
I believe that is his name.
Any movies
he's also a Traveling Wilbury.
I don't know. Were they? Did ELO have soundtrack?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bits in the past.
Sure. Here we go.
Were they mid-70s? They were big.
Yeah, I would.
Give
yeah,
or take?
I'd say mid and into the late '70s. But man, I loved these songs when I was a kid. But you'd never hear them anymore.
Tommy, here
I'm
you.
I'm surprised
you
if
go
you guys
here.
Know many of them. To be
okay.
honest with you.
I know all of them.
Well, you yeah, but I'm talking about these guys. Okay, here's kind of maybe their biggest one.
You know,
of course.
Yeah.
Don't bring me down.
Oh, yeah.
That one, yeah.
This song bangs.
This is a banger.
Yeah.
This ain't bad at all.
Right? Thank you.
Yep. All right. We're one for one.
All right. I think this one is one that maybe PA plays every now and again. So here you go.
Yeah.
You made a fool of me.
Yeah.
Evil woman.
Oh, we should play this one in its entirety. Oh, listen to that saxophone.
Yeah?
Yep.
No?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I know
okay,
that
cool.
one.
Right,
yeah, that's
nice.
A good one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this one. Man, I love this one. Made me cry.
Let's play it then.
Hello.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, aren't they?
Your dad is.
For what? What band?
For being the best groupie.
Oh.
If Taylor Swift had to give Right Said Fred a writing credit for Look What You Made Me Do.
Yeah.
Why does Adele not have to pay ELO?
Or why don't they have to pay Lionel Richie?
That's what I thought, too.
Hey, how you feeling? So you guys don't know that one, obviously.
I've heard it.
How about this one?
This is a great song.
Hold on tight to your dreams.
Yeah. All right, so far I've heard all four, but I would not have even remotely guessed or known that this was ELO.
Oh, man, and this one's...
It's just a song that I've heard.
Boy, this one made me cry a lot.
Wouldn't know the name of the title or the name of the song or the band.
Dedicated to...
Creasel loves this band. And Lexington Steel.
For all of you writing the next chapter in John Caruso's autobiography.
You could fool a lot of people and tell them this is a Beatles song. Sounds like John Lennon.
Nah.
The ocean's daughter.
He's tearing up.
I don't think I know this one.
Yeah, I've never heard this.
Oh, man. That's
ELO.
Good stuff.
All right.
I'm buying the greatest hits right now.
Bradshaw and Brian bring you this point, this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. When we come back, Ben Lieber will be here. We'll play before and after at 8:40. Mark Rosen will roll in at 8. Tommy's got another half an hour or so. He's going to try to bait Ben Lieber into betting on the Maryland Terrapins.
Lieber.
All of that is next. Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
AJ's not here today, and Parrish, God knows where he's at. But where the rest of us are here, and T.O.'s here, and Ben Lieber's here, and it's time for the Lexus lineup, brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Wayzata. We've got Ben Lieber, as I just said, and T.O. till about 7:30, and then Mark Rosen will be here a little bit later. We got prizes to give away. We've got before and after. Today's Thursday, right? And after. And then we all are getting in a vehicle and driving to Fargo. So that's your Lexus lineup.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hi.
Can I please have your attention?
I'm sure.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
No.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, Ben, this is a little bit misleading because this kind of broke yesterday, not today. So it's just, we weren't on the air.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You stranger,
I'm 100% in on this, by the way.
How are you, stranger?
Is this a remix?
Kind of.
How are you, stranger?
Justin Timberlake finalizing a deal to be the halftime performer at US Bank Stadium for the Super Bowl. Your thoughts?
Yes,
Timberlake's back.
He's the best.
He is.
I'm in.
Hasn't been a part of it since the wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. He's one of
100%.
Well, I'm going to say this, but I can't really think of another guy. Maybe Mike Rowe.
Man crush
for sure.
Oh,
the guy does it all, and he's so cool when he does it.
God, so
cool. He's so cool.
He is, and you know he's a scratch golfer on top of it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And you know who we should bring out? Because you know who wrote this guitar riff, correct?
Henderson.
What?
Aaron Henderson.
Yeah, no, it's him.
Another wrong game.
Very, very topical because he played for Maryland, and that's who the Gophers play.
Right. That's why. Right. Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought.
I'm 99% sure I remember who wrote this guitar riff.
Quincy Lewis.
Also wrong.
Is that not right either? Big voice guy. Be careful.
Yeah. You got any other guesses?
Yes.
Matt Burke.
Come on, Larry.
I could see Burke doing that.
Correct answer was Pharrell, but that's okay.
He rolls.
On the bench? Haymaker, haymaker. No?
What?
Anybody else
what?
Get that?
No.
I got it. Yep, yep.
Well, a great song.
I've never seen Trolls. Is it good?
It's a banger. This is a great kids movie.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Goddamn good.
Moana or Trolls?
Oh, Moana, for
yeah,
sure.
Right,
Moana's,
right.
Moana's awesome.
I take Trolls.
Is so it? Good.
Yes.
I take Trolls over Moana.
Well, you're a communist.
What? My singing killed my grandma, okay?
It's the best.
Lexington steals
Timberlake's
your grandma?
The best. No, my singing killed my grandma. When Timberlake yells at it, it's the best.
Well, didn't we learn Hawkey's grandma hates his music?
Yes, a psychic once told him that.
Yeah,
that's mean.
Or when Anna Kendrick sings The Sound of Silence, and then Timberlake says, may I? And he asks for the guitar, and then he throws it straight into the fire. Brilliant.
I got to watch that. I've never seen it.
You haven't seen Trolls?
I have not.
It's terrific.
No, I've got a 15-year-old and a 23-year-old. The
good
kids'
point.
Movies ended.
Good point. I have a 3.5-year-old, and Trolls is on Netflix, so we watch it between 6 and 7 times a day.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Trolls is essentially our third parent in the house, basically. It's learn everything you need to learn from this film, because I'm taking a nap.
That's the
My
best.
3-year-old wants to watch Jaws right now.
Why?
I'm like, you're not watching Jaws.
That's
Why?
Badass.
Wow. That is cool.
One of the all-time great films, yeah. Jaws.
It's not that
That's
scary.
Not appropriate for a 3-year-old.
Yeah, it is. Pete Sauce took me to Major League when I was 4.
Well, he's a terrible person.
Yeah.
But Jaws is about nature. It's about life.
No.
It's about death.
Yeah, no. Major League's about managing a baseball team from worst to first.
Great movie.
Yeah.
That is a great movie.
Ben, we have so much Vikings news that I want to legitimately save it for Vikings
we
news.
We do? Got,
oh, my God.
Oh,
Brad
my gosh.
Bird to talk about. Everson
Why?
Griffin to talk about.
Mike Yo.
Mike Evans to talk
Mike
about.
Mike Yo?
Yep, Mike Yo got signed.
So let's talk other things first. Let's talk Rick Pitino in Louisville. He's out at Louisville. Yeah. The FBI investigation tearing college sports to the ground right now, but specifically Louisville. He's 65 years old.
That's
he said on Tuesday that, quote, these allegations come as a complete shock to me. And then yesterday, his attorney sent a letter stating that Pitino has, quote, in effect, been fired. He's been on unpaid administrative leave since yesterday, but
Mark,
he's not coming back. He's like Bodie when he swims out for the 50-year storm.
No. So, if I understand this right, he's fired.
Yes.
Jurich
is on
paid administrative leave. So, he's not fired.
And
he's
the rumor,
sort of suspended.
The drummer for Metallica?
Yes.
You
Lars Ulrich. And then, Sauce, I think you retweeted yesterday. I think the rumor is that somebody at some point asked Jurich to fire Pitino.
Yeah,
and
correct.
He said, I'm not doing that. So then, basically, it might cost him his job as well for not swinging.
And I think he's been there for like 20 years or 30 years. Wow. Like, he's sort of an institution down there in Louisville.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so is a Pitino, though.
Yeah, but if you get fired, you get a giant severance.
Well, and isn't Pitino owed like 30-something million? Didn't we read that yesterday?
No. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
30?
No. Yeah. Pitino will be fine.
Yeah, here's the FBI talking to Louisville yesterday.
And get him when he comes back in!
Oh!
He's not coming back.
He's not, Cody.
And that picture of Pitino walking off campus with all those cameras, that's like, correct, 100%. Like, what an embarrassing walk.
What do you think's the one thing, if he could grab one thing off his desk, what would it be?
The beaver.
What? That's true.
Yeah,
probably.
He
does get in trouble for that, though.
No, it's a.
He got in trouble for that. Not only did he get in trouble for that, but his reputation was a.
Oh yeah.
Two pump jump.
Well, didn't he?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. She kind of came out and said
me
it was
and Pitino.
Pitino and I have something in common. Never thought I'd be able to say that.
So it's kind of a weird like landmark situation because. My brother lives in Louisville, and after that allegation came out that he had that affair with that lady on the table of a
closed restaurant.
Yeah,
that video.
We were driving to this pizza place. Like he's like, hey, to the left there's that restaurant that like. You're like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like it was like looking at a monument. Like this, it was in there, huh? He's like, yeah, it was right in there. I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. Like I was kind of fascinated by it. Like wow, that's.
Yeah.
It's not like hey, the Lincoln got shot over there. That's the theater.
Oh, Rosie.
Interesting.
Right, you see that building over there? That's where the Beatles wrote the White Album. Oh, unbelievable. See that little closed restaurant? That's where Rick Pitino banged for 34 seconds. Yes.
Like, wow.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Very similar.
To get back on track?
No.
No, we should never do that?
No. Didn't I don't know somebody stand guard for him?
No, because I was told
Michael
the story
candy.
Was that he had the keys to that place because he and the owner were buddies, yeah. And he would often go in there at like late nights or after games and just hang out and drink until he's done drinking, then it's lock up. So he had met some little floozy at the bar, and you know, he's like,
"Yeah,
what's his stay after?" And she's right. Like, "All right,
yeah." One of those 5-second commercial videos on YouTube went longer.
Yes, apparently. Yes, according to her.
Yeah, but in his defense, he just wanted to wrap things up. He had places to be.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
He's in a closed restaurant. They have to have, like, scraps that didn't get served. He's hungry.
That's where he started.
Can we wrap this up? I smell cinnamon rolls.
Oh.
Yeah, win a pie for it. Grimm gets it.
So how deep do you guys think this is going to go? Is this going to change?
Oh, we're talking about the investigation?
Yeah.
Well, which investigation, though?
I don't know. I can't believe that players are taking money.
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
I mean, it's a shock to nobody, right?
Right.
Shock to nobody.
But my thing is, where in all of this, why is Adidas just kind of like skating by? Like, why is nobody's heads rolling at Adidas?
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's been no talk of it.
And apparently, the Tom Urich's daughter works for Adidas.
Mm, I did hear that.
Oh, new twist.
Well, what's Adidas doing wrong?
They were the one that was they were supplying the $100,000 to the kid and the family.
You know what surprised me more than anything about all this?
Yeah, it's against the rules.
You were NCAA recruit.
I know it's against NCAA rules, but Adidas, like, is that like, why is FBI with them?
Because it's basically money laundering, or if that's how it's fraud, because they went through a third party entity to pay the family just to make it look clean. So it wasn't as if they just like walked over with a duffel bag and said, like, here's $100,000. You give us a verbal contract that says that if you go pro that you're going to wear our Adidas shoes.
Okay.
So it was more involved in that. That's why I think the FBI had to get involved, because it was more of a criminal act to get the money to the kid. It wasn't just a matter of just handing the money over.
Okay. Because Adidas, they can pay whoever they want to pay, right?
Not a college athlete.
That's true.
I mean, you did play D1 sports, right? Yeah. I just want to reset that for a second.
Right. Right. You were recruited, right?
They can pay him. The kid can't take it.
Right.
Right? I mean,
it's like, Tommy, for example, and I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot, but if you answer this question correctly or incorrectly, you will be put in a horrible spot. Did anybody from the Gophers give you or your family gifts, money, houses, cars, or whatnot?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just checking. Okay. Did Adidas give your mother $100,000 for steak sundaes?
Yes! No, Kel would want that. Okay. I can tell you that.
Yes.
Oh.
So what specifically did Pitino know? He knew it all?
Well, we don't know.
I don't know if we know that yet.
Yeah, I don't think we do know that. But here's what I find the most fascinating about things like this when they happen. When you have this many layers, you have the head of Adidas, you have a big time sports agent and a big time sports money manager guy. All they have to do is fire the wrong person, and everybody's going to know everything.
Right.
How do they think they're going to get away with it forever?
Ego.
What's the deal with conspiracies? Like, every conspiracy every conspiracy has, like, 10 people or something like that.
Yeah, right. And somebody's going to eventually get PO'd at somebody,
exactly.
And it's over.
Yeah.
Which, again, Ben, when you and I were talking about robbing a bank, that's why Sauce can't ever be
he's
involved.
Not involved.
Because you wouldn't be able to keep a secret, and you would fail, and you would probably get lazy and not pay attention to the plan, the details, and then the whole thing would fall apart, and Ben and I would go to
prison.
You'd
buy a Cadillac.
Would you take hockey?
No.
Why?
He's probably got a gig that
night. I got
a
gig. Oh. I can't go.
His conscience would get in the way. He's too nice.
We'd have to call Parrish and wake him up and remind him we were going to rob the bank.
Yeah, and then he'd cancel. He'd make up some excuse.
Right, the last second, we'd have to have some Rube fill in for him. All right, Rube, you're LBJ, I guess.
You're what?
Let's do this.
LBJ. But to go back to your point real quick, Hawk.
Yeah.
I think this just shows how often they did it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a one-time thing, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'd be like... So this has been going on forever, and it's like they just got comfortable with, like, well, this is just how it is. We just kind of, like, filter it through the X company, and the X company gives the money to the kid, and then We have an agreement.
Yeah, they've been doing it so long they got lazy about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a great
point. Hey, you guys want to do something fun before we go to break?
Yes, it'd be great.
And now, it's time for the power trip to get chronological.
My favorite part.
So, Terry Fader is going to be at Treasure Island Resort and Casino in December, and we have tickets to give away. We've been giving away tickets all week. He's a headliner in Vegas. He's a big deal. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at Ticketmaster.com. But you can win them right now if you call 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326 and correctly win Power Trip Chronological. Here's how it's going to work. I have four things that have happened at some point in Earth. Or on Earth. Not necessarily in Earth. happened on Earth. You call up. I pull you up on the old phone system here. Then you predict two members of the Power Trip Morning Show who will correctly be able to put them in the right chronological order. So they have the entire commercial break to work together. They won't Google it. They can't talk to anybody else. They have to put it together. Hmm. Here we go. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, Mike Kehoe, Sauk Rapids, Minnesota.
You said Mike, right? Mike from Sauk Rapids?
Yep.
Mike, you've heard this game before. You know how this works? All right, sweet. Here are your four items, and then you have to pick between Chris Hockey, Tommy Olsen, Ben Lieber, and Meat Sauce. You got to put a team of two together to work together. Here are your four items. Everybody paying attention? You guys might want to write these down. Item number one, Michael Vick gets drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. That's item number one. Michael Vick, drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. Number two, Limp Bizkit releases $3 Bill, y'all, featuring the song Faith. That's number two. Number three, we mentioned it earlier, Janet Jackson's infamous wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl. And item four, the Big Bang Theory debuts on CBS. So Michael Vick gets drafted. Limp Bizkit releases $3 Bill, y'all. Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction and the Big Bang Theory debuts on CBS. Which duo do you want, Mike from Sauk Rapids?
Lieber and Meat Sauce.
You're going to go Lieber and Sauce. Lieber and Sauce. All right, hold on 1 second.
Well, he didn't even wait.
No.
Wham.
What's your name? Where are you from? Hello?
Hey, Todd from Todd County.
Meat Sauce from Todd County?
That's my name.
No, he's Todd.
You're Todd.
From Todd County.
Todd?
Todd, you just wait on hold. You don't have to do anything. You just have to hope that Lieber and Sauce get it wrong, okay? Okay, he gets it. The Power Trip Morning Show will return with Lieber and Sauce's answer. See if you guys can figure it out during the break as well. See if you can get it right, even if Ben and Sauce get it wrong. Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
And now, it's time for the Power Trip to get chronological.
Yeah, let's get chronological. In fact, the person who wins is going to get tickets to see Terry Fator, the voice of entertainment, live December 16th at Treasure Island Resort and Casino. The America's Got Talent winner will capture your heart and funny bone with his uncanny celebrity impressions and comedic ventriloquism. Don't miss Terry Fator live. Tickets go on sale Friday, tomorrow at Ticketmaster.com, or you could win them right now if you're one of these two dudes and you got it right.
So, Ben Lieber and Sauce, you were the two that were selected. Your four items were Michael Vick gets drafted by the Falcons, Limp Bizkit releases $3 Bill, y'all, featuring Faith, Janet Jackson's infamous halftime wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl, and the Big Bang Theory debuts on CBS. Give us your breakdown. Why did you put it in what order?
Sauce, I'm going to let Sauce do this because I wrote down the list. I looked over. He's got every year written down and already ranked.
So he thinks he's got the year.
So he basically did this by himself. So he's taking all the credit on this one.
Or all the blame if he
I think he's got it right.
I think I have it right.
Yeah.
Number one, the first thing that happened in this list is the Limp Bizkit album. The second thing is Michael Vick.
Well, hang on a second, though. You said you have the years. Limp Bizkit, too. Just for fun, yeah, guess the years.
Limp Bizkit, 99. Michael Vick, 01, Janet Jackson, 03, and I'm guessing on the Big Bang Theory, but I think it's 07?
So you have the order Bizkit, Vick, Jackson, Big Bang.
Yeah.
Your years were off. But the order was right.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
What's up? Is it 2000 for the biscuit?
No, 97.
Oh.
I think Significant Other came out in 1999. Okay. But $3 Bill
yeah,
came
that's
out
what
in
you
97.
Thinking. That's what you were thinking.
So
yeah.
It was 97 biscuit came out with $3 Bill, y'all. You didn't nail Vic came out in 2001. The wardrobe malfunction was 04.
Oh, okay.
And then Big Bang 07.
Okay.
So you were very, very close, which means Mike in Sauk Rapids on line five. Mike, you are victorious. Congratulations. You picked the right two people, apparently.
Woohoo!
Okay, Stan Holt, yeah. Right on.
He's good answer. I like that guy.
He's very, very excited.
Sorry, Todd and Todd County.
Mike's ladies and gentlemen,
five, right?
Can I please have your attention?
Thank you.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
All right, it's going to make everybody in the room a little uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
This is such a weird kind of gross story.
Rosie?
He loves him.
It sounds like about 3 weeks from now, we're going to have Kurt Angle in on the morning show, and Tommy's very, very excited.
Amped, yeah.
What day of the week is he coming in? Do we know?
A Thursday.
Oh, my
hell
gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for
that's
you, T.O.
In fact, I believe it's this segment, like
it's
3 weeks from now.
It's all coming up, T.O., baby.
So are you a fan of wrestling in general or just Kurt Angle?
Wrestling.
A little bit of wrestling?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you remember, are you old enough to remember the Rockers, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty?
Shawn Michaels, yeah.
But what about Marty Jannetty, his former tag team partner from the Rockers way back in the day?
No.
Okay. Everybody else remembers these two, right?
Yes!
Yes!
Marty Jannetty is a strange, strange man. Let me tell you what he's up to, Ben Lieber.
Okay.
He's 57 years old now, but back in 2014, so when he was approximately 54 years old, he found out that he had a daughter that he didn't know about.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
And her name is Bianca. And she appears, according to this story, she appears that she's somewhere in her 20s. Mm. I haven't seen a picture of her yet, but according to this news story, she's very fetching.
Oh, well.
In fact, this, if I'm going to quote the story says, quote, she's smoking hot.
Boy, I hope this isn't going right.
Please turn left
at some point.
It's not very much going to turn left. It turns left slightly, but stays exactly where you think it's going to stay.
It runs into a wall.
Marty posted a picture. Marty. Marty posted a picture of her on Facebook recently and asked his followers for some advice because it turns out they took a DNA test and Bianca is not. His daughter.
Wow. Oh. Is that right? Wow.
I'm going to read you a quote and try not to throw up in your mouth, considering for 3 years, he thought this was his daughter. Quote, we both held out of sex because you don't do that.
Oh, my God.
But now we ain't related. From a guy's side, she's bleeping hot. She's Ben's daughter. I want to, too, but can't get past that.
So...
let me read that whole quote again.
So they end up...
Rosie gives over three.
Yeah, so
what?
She's Ben's daughter.
Okay.
I'm reading. That's how he said it or posted it.
Okay. I can't even... So for 3 years...
Yes.
They did not get a DNA test.
No.
They're okay with just having a physical but non-intercourse relationship.
I don't even know if they had a relationship. It just says we held out... We both held out of sex because you don't do that, but now we ain't related. Oh, from a guy's side, she's effing hot, but she's Ben's daughter. I want to, too, but can't get past that. So it sounds like he meets his daughter for the first time and is like, whoa.
Mr. Bumbusky.
She's very attractive. And I don't think they had a relationship. It sounds just like he was bummed out that they were related because he couldn't...
But how did he even know that they were possibly related?
Don't know. Somebody at some point said, this is your daughter. I don't know. Who knows? Well, I'm sure we'll figure that out. So it sounds like they didn't have a relationship. He was just super pissed for the last 3 years that they couldn't. But he actually says, we both held out. So he's intimating...
What's his name?
...that she was into him, too.
Mm-hmm.
But also, yeah, you're my dad, though. Can't do it. You're my dad. But now...
I don't know. I wasn't...
So now he's asking his followers for advice.
What's
on whether
his name again?
Marty Jannetty.
Marty.
How do you spell Jannetty?
J-A-N-N-E-T-T-Y.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
you're going to see what Bianca looks like?
Well, first off, nice mullet.
Well, Marty Jannetty's had a mullet for 30 years. That's not going to change.
He looks like Eddie Money.
Stay focused. Let's,
will you play
we'll
some
talk
Eddie
about
Money
his
Hugs
mullet
like
some other time. Did you find a picture of her yet?
Yeah, it's that one.
And?
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
But she's got some flavor to her. So he's obviously messing around with somebody else. I mean, she doesn't. Yeah. The thing is, like, you would never think that that's his daughter. They don't look anything alike.
But he did for 3 years, and now that he's not biologically related, now he's like, it's game on.
I'm just going to go out on a limb.
He wants to do it now.
He's hideous.
Well, he's 57 and was a wrestler for 30 years.
But here's the thing, though.
Been put through the ringer.
Like, take all the sexual stuff aside. If somebody said, like, hey, meet your daughter that you haven't known for 20-some years.
Right.
I'd be like, prove it.
That would be step one, would be prove it.
Yeah, like, well, prove it. Like,
let's have a DNA test.
Are we related or not? I'd like to know if you're my daughter.
I think, this is just me guessing. My instinct is, Marty, this is your daughter. And he was like, yikes! and his brain was so blown away by, I would like to sleep with her.
For 3 years?
Yes!
Come on,
it's Marty Jannetty. He's in the Rockers! That's how Shawn Michaels and him roll.
Do you think Marty Jannetty
they worry about
has
DNA
any
later? I don't know.
Because if you have any kind of money,
a DNA test can't be that expensive.
No. What if he's worth a lot of money and this is just
poor people ask that first.
I get that, but
I got money. Okay. I gotta know.
If somebody came to me and was like, this is your daughter, I'd be like, oh, well, we might want to find out because my $4 I have in my savings account can't be split.
Everybody's natural instinct.
Well, and in this situation, though, she's past 18, so his like financial obligation is over. Right. Like,
if I found out that...
But wouldn't you just want to know?
If I found out, for example, Nick Swartzen was my dad, I want to get on the will.
Let's flip it, though. If you do want to sleep with her, wouldn't you want the DNA test immediately so you could prove that it wasn't your daughter?
Like, either way.
I got to find out because
either
if you're
way.
Not, I'm getting after this.
I'm just saying from a father's standpoint, wouldn't you just want to know, hey, is this my daughter or not? I would love to have like a relationship, like a father-daughter relationship, but I'm not going to put anything emotionally in this if you're not my daughter.
Sure. Another lesson, another life lesson maybe.
3 years?
Sleep with somebody that's close to your same age, so this is never a possibility.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Stay within the ballpark.
Yes.
Then you don't have to worry about it, right? Shout out to Hugh Hefner, by the way, who died at the age of 91.
Yeah, good for him.
Tommy, you're an American treasure. We'll see
you
a week from today.
Yes, that's right. Cannot wait.
Row the boat.
Row the boat. And Alex Hill, I can't wait for your wedding this weekend.
Let's go. All right.
He's not listening.
Aw, good for you, brother.
30 minutes ago, Great Clips brought you Fan 5. Thanks, Great Clips. You know, they did that at 7 o'clock. You know. Vikings news is next. We'll talk about Everson Griffin calling a Detroit Lion lazy. We'll talk about Sam Bradford. We'll talk about Xavier Rhodes and Mike Evans, maybe with a little bit of bad blood. We don't know. Vikings news is next on the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
Join AJ Mansoor at KFAN. He'll be there tomorrow at the Cub Wine and Spirits in Stillwater from 4 to 6 tomorrow for your chance to win $100 and learn how you can win a trip for two to Las Vegas. Presented by Sam Adams. Details at KFAN.com. Keyword events.
How long are you going to talk?
Is there a good game on tonight? Anybody know?
Yeah, the Bears.
Bears and Packers.
It's nice. Bears and Packers. Yeah. No kidding. Ben, who do you have this weekend? Anybody? Any college football?
Oh, yeah. I have Cal at Oregon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you get to go to
Are
Oregon.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's Saturday awesome, game. Man. Yeah. I don't know anything about Cal this year. Are they any good?
They're better than expected. They both have first-year head coaches. So Cal, they're better than expected. I still think Oregon's going to win. Oregon has a under-the-radar quarterback that I think it doesn't get talked about as very very much, and he's one of the better ones in the Pac-12. So, And they have a Heisman running back in Royce Freeman.
Then you got to hurry up and get back for the Lions and Vikings on Sunday.
I do, yeah. So I got an early flight out of Portland the next morning.
Cool, man. I've never been to Portland. I've heard it's just absolutely lovely.
You know, that's the one thing that I enjoy about this job is I'm, especially this year, covering the Pac-12 that's like part of the country that I would want to see and I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Washington State's in Pullman, Washington, which, you know, doesn't sound sexy, but still part of the country I wanted to see. Like, what's Pullman like? And it was cool. It was beautiful in its own way. Big rolling hills, mostly just farmland. Eugene, I've never been to. Portland, I've never been to.
I've never been to Portland, but I lived in Oregon when I was younger for a couple of years, and basically the
Why
entire
are we just learning this?
The whole neighborhood was basically getting foreclosed on.
Mm-hmm.
But then my friends and I went up to the attic, and we found this map that my dad had.
Yeah,
and it was basically a treasure map from a pirate ship like a couple hundred years ago. Okay. And so we went out on this like massive quest to find it, and then these
you had to be like on the coast, like by Astoria. Exactly, right?
It was Astoria.
Was it That's really?
So oh my god! Was the pirate Wet Willie?
No, it was One-Eyed Willie.
Ah, okay, different pirate
story.
Different pirate.
And then these people had just gotten out of prison, and they were chasing us and trying to kill us.
Oh
no way!
Why are we just learning now that?
Was there some sort of ORV involved?
No.
Bullet holes. Harvey. Sasa thinks that movie sucks.
But it's a movie?
It's time for Vikings
They made a movie about Coors Light.
They should.
Presented by
Radco. That's right. Boom, boom. By do-do-do.
All right. Let's start with two things that we have not discussed, and then we'll end with Sam Bradford's situation, because that's still a gigantic question mark. Let me ask you about the two other little Twitter beefs or bulletin board beefs that we have going on right now in the NFL and the Minnesota Vikings.
How's the Twitter beef today?
Ooh, I would.
It's tender.
It's gross.
Sounds nice. Good. I'll have that.
Tender. Vikings juicy. Defensive end Everson Griffin called Lions tackle Greg Robinson lazy, and he didn't kind of accidentally do it. He kept going back to the well.
Interesting.
Yes, he said. To be quite honest, he's kind of lazy. Then he said, "Quote." He's lazy. He gets beat on the inside. I think the biggest thing is he's got to compete more. Yeah, he's pretty lazy. End quote. Then he said this. I feel the rest of the offensive line, they do pretty well. But to me, he's pretty lazy. So he's not backing up. He's not backing off. He's basically saying Greg Robinson's pure trash. If you care about Pro Football Focus, they rated Greg Robinson, who was the second overall pick just 3 years ago, 71st out of 72 tackles that they rated.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. So he's not just saying that.
Right. I mean, he is a gigantic bust, right, as the second overall pick. Well, he's been an absolute failure Monday at 8 o'clock. But Everson Griffin says he's lazy, Ben Lieber. Your thoughts?
I think that he would have as much credibility as anybody else this week. I mean, he's watching film. That's his job, is to watch the left tackle, get all of his tells, figure out where he's deficient. And if his deficiency is lazy, well, then yeah.
So bulletin board, I think a lot of times is overrated. You played, you would know better than I do. But I would think
this one is different.
This is different because
is different.
The one thing you're saying about this guy is not like, hey, I don't think he's very good. You're just saying, I don't think he tries. So. Yeah. That's the one time, if Greg Robinson's ever going to try, it's against the guy that says, you don't try.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ever say this. This is the one thing I would say. If I'd be like, Greg Robinson's not that good. That might motivate him a little bit. Or, hey, that offensive line kind of sucks. That might motivate him a little bit. But to say, you know what he never does? Tries.
You know what?
This is the one week he's going to try.
And this,
damn it.
This is coming from a guy that never talked. I didn't talk any trash, right? I just wanted to keep it about the game. And I was like, two in my own world and didn't want to get embarrassed on TV, so I'm just like, I just need to do my own thing. But this is what is missing from most of sports, professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
This sort of, it's not, well, listen, in this case, it's not really playful. I mean, it's a shot. Like, if you're saying that you're lazy or question somebody's passion about the game and competitive fire, that's a direct shot and a direct stab right in the gut, right? Guess what? If you're a fan of this game and you're gonna be watching this matchup between the Lions and Vikings, you're gonna watch those two battle every single play. That's what's fun, and that doesn't happen as much as it should, because I think that there's sort of this sterile environment that we live in with sports and part of the world where it's just like, well, let's not offend anybody. Let's just keep it PC. No, let's
don't call them lazy.
Don't say the wrong thing.
Whales.
But in sports, it's fun. It's fun when boxers trash talk. It's fun when Mayweather was getting, you know, yelled at by Conor McGregor. Like, that whole thing built the excitement. It builds up each and every week, especially for a big prize fight when they're doing it multiple times in the months preceding. But I kind of like it. I like it a lot.
It's like AJ and Meat Sauce on Fridays.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're the only two that can trash talk because Hockey and Parrish suck at that.
See,
game.
That's trash talk.
You're but not that's the thing. Like,
I'm not.
I guess it would be compelling if some backup was talking trash. Right. I mean, we would be saying more like, shut up. Like, you're not even on the field. Right. But the fact that it's one of the leading sackers in the NFL and he's, you know, a guy that we love sure. and he brings it every single day and every single play, then, yeah, talk some trash.
This one is a little more playful. The second one, right, is a little more playful. So NFL.com posted a tweet saying, quote, Rhodes closed. And they showed pictures of the receivers that Xavier Rhodes has gone up against. And that essentially they've had pretty poor games or very uncharacteristically bad statistics for those three guys, which mm-hmm. is what Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and Michael Thomas probably, right?
Michael Thomas probably,
So Mike Evans went to Twitter and responded to that tweet by NFL.com saying, quote, Roads were open for me. Film don't lie. Xavier came back with, I don't really know what Mike Evans is doing. I think he's just probably having fun with me or something. So Xavier doesn't know if he's being, you know, mean or just kidding around. But Mike Evans claims that roads were open.
Well, it's interesting because on NFL Network last night, they played some of the clips of him, of Xavier being wired up or being mic'd up. And all the clips basically were him on Mike Evans. And there was never a ball thrown his way.
Well, think about that, though. That's subtly, that's not even a shot at Xavier. That's a shot at Jameis.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I was open. The film doesn't lie. Roads were open for me. I just didn't get the ball enough.
True.
That's a shot at his own quarterback.
Well thought out.
Yeah.
Who we know just overthrows everybody.
Or just chucks that pigskin into triple coverage because who cares.
Or underthrows a wide open receiver in the end zone.
And then Trey Waynes picks it off.
Goes to McDonald.
Yep.
Oh,
Sam Bradford did not practice yesterday. In the last couple of weeks, Ben, he was limited in practice and then didn't play. Case Keenum got the start the last 2 weeks. But he has not yet been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Lions. The team is doing, quote, everything they can, end quote, to get Sam Bradford ready.
No.
So they're not? Okay.
So do we know that when he saw Dr. Andrews, did he get an injection done?
I don't know.
A procedure done?
Oh.
Don't know.
I know that he went for a second opinion, and I know that Dr. Andrews does stem cell and he does all the PRP stuff. But if he did go down there and get an evaluation and a procedure done, then I could see him. It makes sense that he'd be out for at least a week because those things take, you're supposed to be sort of off it, like mostly weight bearing and all that stuff for at least a week to 10 days. So that would make sense to me if he's not going to play this week and he's, again, hasn't been out on the practice field.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Case Keenum, if he's the man, is also my guest on Vikings Karaoke this week.
What?
That's right. We did some Taylor Swift. You can watch it on the Power Trip page at KFN.com right now. We also did.
I don't hear either one of you singing. Do you guys know the words?
We also did Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, yeah. It was Zogsley.
He's good, dude. I like that guy. Hey, Ben.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yep.
Why did you rip radio people?
My name is Benjamin Lewis Lieber, and I'm renouncing all claims to the Nacho Man, effective immediately. Truth be told, it wasn't my decision. It was the doctors. They said if I were to scar my beautiful face again, then I'd have to retire as a TV personality, and I'd have to stick to radio.
How was that supposed to
mean? What are you trying to say there?
Why are you mean?
I'm not being mean. I was reading what the script told me to read.
That's what everybody says.
I'm taking the Ron Burgundy pledge on this.
You don't think we deal with this on a daily basis? You don't think when you walk in, all of us are like, oh, great. You don't think on Monday when Auntie is here, do you think she's even going to look at the three of us hideous trolls? No.
Hideous?
Yes. You're hideous. I'm hideous. Chris is hideous. Come on.
Who says another man is hideous?
All three of us are disasters. You know it. I know it.
He's handsome.
So am I.
He's the best of the lousiest and the lousiest of the best.
You are ugly.
Right. Continue.
Mean.
Right.
And I hate you.
Thank you.
Look how handsome I look
today. Pick it one. We're going to Fargo.
You do look handsome.
Mm-hmm.
I dressed up.
Yeah, you look so much better than you did 6 months ago.
Yeah,
that's not saying much.
There's a reason I looked like hell 6 months ago.
Right. We're in radio, though. And that's what Ben's taking a shot at.
I'm just trying to make this about me.
Yell at Grant. It's Grant's fault.
I like Grant. Wobby. He's a good guy.
Yeah, Wobby did it.
Well, he...
Mean Gene Okerlund.
He should never
That was
be
funny,
on TV.
Actually. That made me laugh.
He did a really good job.
Yeah, it was funny.
I literally just stared in the camera. He fed me the lines. I said them. And then he chopped it up and made it look like that. They're very talented over there.
Ben, can I...
It was funny. Like, it's one of those things where, like, I go, what is this for? He goes, it's for the Nacho Man stuff. Just do it. I'm like, all right. It's like you just trust that they're gonna do it right, the right way, in a creative way, and they did. Right. He pulled off pretty well.
Did you watch the mascot game?
For sure, I did.
Did you see Goldie Gopher just truck that kid?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do the kids know beforehand that you're gonna just lay him out? I mean, are they?
They're cued in that the first couple plays they're gonna get embarrassed.
Yeah,
it's part of the bit. And then at one point in time, I think it's like the fourth or fifth play, they like let them score.
I have another follow-up question. This is controversial.
What?
When the mascot halftime game takes place, as it does every year during the Viking season, mm-hmm. I get it. There's Nordy. Right? I get it. There's TC Bear. There's Crunch, maybe. All of that makes sense. There's Victor Viking. There's Goldie Gopher. How the hell and why the hell do they fly in or acquire the mascot for the Atlanta Falcons, for example?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, from the Atlanta Falcons, so-and-so. And I'm going, how the hell did he get here?
And aren't they playing?
But did they rent the costume? Do they fly that guy in?
No, I think it's like the real guy.
Yeah, it's the real guy.
Why,
yeah.
Why would you fly in a Falcons mascot for 5 minutes?
Not just anybody can be a Falcon.
Is it your money?
I just think it's so weird. But somebody sits at the office going, who can we get this weekend? Call Atlanta. See if Birdie the Bird Guy is available.
Well, I think it's... I don't think it's that difficult. You find out who's on the road.
Birdie the Bird
All the teams
guy.
That are on the road.
Speaking of Birdie
the Bird
Guy.
So those 16 teams. And
what a waste of money.
It's a close-knit community.
They're flying. It's a flight, hotel, probably a per diem. That's like
no,
a grand.
It's a nest.
They paid for it. Yeah, dang it.
It's a nest.
Damn, sorry. Did I take your... I'm sorry.
From the Atlanta Falcons.
Or a doghouse.
I just don't understand why they would fly in a Falcons mascot for a Twin Cities mascot game. Rose, you got a hot take on this? Why do they fly in the Falcons mascot for the halftime?
Because if not, who else would you have?
Do they fly him in? Or do they just hire someone to wear a Falcon?
That's what I asked.
They're not going to grab some street mascot hawking some business.
Why can't they just mail the costume and just have some random...
That's what I would think would
happen. You get a gymnast from the Gophers and say, hey, just hop in there and just fly around for 3 minutes.
It's another sheet on the charter flight. It doesn't matter.
Get the mascot from Rosie's Sex Club, Horny Harry.
Yeah, get Horny Harry to do it.
Or what about the fighting pipe?
Harry Handy.
What happened to that one?
Yeah, Handy Harry is... That would have been
very handy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's he look like?
Like Hamburger Helper, but with
Hockey,
like...
Can I ask you a question on the air? Yuck. Will you please answer it? Have you ever watched furry stuff?
No, I have not. I don't even know that it exists. Oh. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
Hi, Rosie.
Good morning.
Do you eat sadness?
Do I what?
Do you eat sadness?
That's
a weird question.
That's a bizarre question. I don't like to be sad. No one does.
You ever eaten it?
No.
Start the song over. Chris, for years, thought that the first line of this song, even though the actual lyric is, if you're...
Don't tell him what it is. Tell me this doesn't sound like if you eat sadness. If you're listening, whoa.
It's close.
I think it's... Win a pie for it.
Yep, win a pie for it.
Are you drunk?
Win a pie for it!
That's what I'm talking about. It's the same thing.
If you eat sadness.
It's not eating sadness.
It's not even
close.
I thought
that's what he said. He says, if you're listening.
Yep. Prism Research brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. We have a gigantic 8 o'clock hour.
We do. Here's the Lexus lineup. Brought to you by Lexus of Wayzata and Lexus of Maplewood. So we've got before and after for big, big prizes. And as you heard, Mark Rosen is here along with Ben Lieber. Let's get this done.
That's next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. The Fan.
Well, yes, you know, we'll get the Fan 5 momentarily, and we had a great, great night for the Twins, but they didn't get the win, you know?
They did not.
The Papa John's trying everything they can to get you your discounts, right, Cor?
Yes. If you go to PapaJohns.com the day after a Twins victory, you can type in the promo code TWINSWIN for 50% off a large or extra large pizza. So yesterday was weird because they lost the game to the Indians, but they got into the postseason because the Angels lost. So, Rosie, they're in, but not... getting discounted pizza today, but maybe, I don't know.
Well, it's tomorrow. Kind of a win-win.
Yeah, you know,
you know, they should waive that today. I think people are in a parting mood today for pizza.
Or how about just pay full price today?
Yeah, they can win at 11 o'clock again
get
this morning.
Get pizza from Papa John's.
They may be a little tired this morning.
You never know.
Yeah, man. You know, congratulations.
Yeah, it's really cool.
What a turnaround. And Molitor for governor.
I don't think he wants the job.
All right, then. How about we just give him MLB AL Manager of the Year? How about we give him that?
Yep, we can do that.
That's possible. Most importantly, keep the job he has.
Oh, well, I think he's got it. He's got it for at least another season.
I don't know. Yeah, why is there trepidation with that?
Because he's not their guy.
Well, we don't know if he's their guy. I mean, he's not. You're right. He's not their guy by virtue of the fact that they didn't have a say in whether or not they were going to keep him this year.
He's my guy.
But I think listening to Falvey and Levine last night, unless they're tongue firmly planted in cheek, I think they're saying, listen, Molitor's done an unbelievable job with this coaching staff. How can you disagree with that? They were the ones who said, I think it's, from a business standpoint, it's best to trade our closer right now before things get really bad. He's a free agent. We're not going to get anything out of it. We're 3-4 games under 500. That was their decision, not the manager's decision. And yet they overcame all that, and here they are playing in New York.
But wasn't it Molly's decision to hire his assistant coaches? Right. So
he had a lot to do with that.
Shouldn't their hitting coach be getting credit for Buxton?
He deserves a lot of credit for it.
And Maurer having one of his best years, and Rosario actually hitting for power. Like
Buxton growing up.
Those are managerial decisions.
No, I don't know that for sure. I think that they may have had a say in some of that, as far as the GMs go. I don't know where that conversation
but they
weren't
even
began.
Around, but they, were they even around when he hired his staff?
These guys were not. Well, see, they changed a lot of their staff this year.
Right, I know, but when Molly
I don't remember the timing
hired
exactly.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, no. It's a timing thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Mark, are you okay?
I'm fine. Why?
Hugh Hefner, dead at the age of 91.
Oh, I know.
The most, you've said this multiple times on the Power Trip Morning Show in the 16 years of this show, that no one impacted your life more.
Well,
from a mentor perspective, from an inspirational perspective, than Hugh Hefner. Dead at the age of 91.
Yeah, it's very sad. I think anyone in my generation growing up, realizing, I had this discussion with Chris Schaefer last night because he had a different take on it, that his dad, everyone has a Playboy magazine story. Everyone does growing up that remembers it when it was in its heyday. Now, where your father would keep his Playboy magazine, was it accessible? Did you have to find it in the second or third sock drawer when mom and dad were out to take a peek at the centerfold? You know, and Schaefer said his dad left it in like the rest of the magazines. Like, here's Time, here's Newsweek, and here's Playboy. I'm going,
it's good articles. Yeah.
And it wasn't that way, but it was a rite of passage for any
young man.
I'm trying to come up with the right words here. So, I mean, there's that scope of what Hefner did with that Playboy empire going way back to 1953 when he started the magazine with Marilyn Monroe as his first centerfold and all the way to craziness that he went
on. It's so funny you just brought that
to the grotto.
We talked about that earlier, that Chris's dad didn't put up with Playboy. He wanted the stuff that was a little more hardcore. But think of how many layers there are. There were the fathers like that that you just discussed. It.
Right.
They had Playboy, but they hid it. It was discreet. It was, I have it, I'm going to keep them, but they are out of sight, out of mind. My son or sons will have to find them on their own.
Correct.
Then there was the guy that was one notch up, like Chris Schaefer's dad, apparently, that's like, I have it, and I'm proud of it.
Here it is.
Yeah, sure, it's lying around the garage, or maybe it's on the coffee table, but it's Playboy, and I'm fine with that.
Right.
Then there was one step up from that, which sounds like it was Dwight Hawkey, and also I had one friend this as well, whose dad did not have Playboy, but if you went to their bathroom, and you went to the bathroom, you're like, God, I'm out of toilet paper, and you opened up a drawer looking for toilet paper, you're going, Penthouse, Hustler. You're like, what?
Didn't know those magazines existed.
It's got to have the right friends.
That's what I'm. No, seriously.
Got to have the right friends.
They didn't have them.
I had one friend whose dad was absolutely a Dwight Hawkey.
Have those magazines in your house?
Jumped
not
straight
Hustler,
over Playboy.
But he used to, same thing. He had them in the basement.
The Playboys.
The basement bathroom.
Well, the Playboys. I'm talking about. I said Playboy.
Or under the bed, which he thought.
Yeah, that was. You're not going to find them.
No, I found them.
But Hustler guy in Penthouse.
dad was always the basement bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yeah, my dad didn't have that. He's classy.
And it was almost always unfinished basement bathroom.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Ooh, well,
of
course.
Concrete, it's
higher.
Cold, and that's where you
There's
hide the hustlers.
Oh,
boy.
Chris is shaking his head because I'm describing his basement, probably.
No. Now, why would he hide in the basement?
Right. You go a step higher.
Dwight Hockey.
Poop porn.
Or hustler on the coffee table.
Right.
Well, as comedian Craig Gass said last night, there's no way Hef is in a better place.
That's
brilliant.
Great line.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great line, Craig.
Patton Oswalt had the best line of the whole thing. Did you see that?
No,
about how they should put his ashes in the woods and let kids find it, you know, because that's where you'd leave it. Yeah. Run a fort in a tree fort.
I thought, you know, and Rosie, with all due respect, I was watching the news last night. I thought your tribute and your words.
I didn't say anything.
You did, too. Yeah,
no, I did.
You got emotional.
It was breaking news at the end of the newscast.
And you looked in the camera.
Oh, I did. You're right. I forgot about that.
And you said,
me so horny. I did not say that.
And I thought, that's the tribute.
My mic was cut by
the
then.
Tribute.
You know why I love you? You know why I love you? You know why the Twin Cities loves you? Because you always project sincerity.
Correct.
So when you said me so horny and one small tear rolled down your face,
right.
That was the most touching tribute I think anybody could have.
Well, I started thinking about Barbie Benton and the rest of Patty McGuire.
What else
and
about?
The Angry Dragon.
Oh.
No, it was not.
Lieber. Yeah.
All the great interviews I read.
Your
interviews.
Your Playboy connection as a youth.
That's quite the tug.
Like Rosie said, everybody has a Playboy story. Every guy has
a Playboy connection
story.
Is that it helped me connect with myself.
Okay.
True, man.
So true.
But did you find your dad? Is that the bit?
No, my dad didn't have one.
Your dad did not.
No, he didn't have one. But my friend's dads did. And I remember like sleepovers and stuff. We'd sneak them. You know, when we're supposed to be sleeping. And
right.
We'd make like a little fort, like a tent with our blankets and with our little
graphic
with our flashlights with our flashlights.
And that's what you called them?
I made an anthill.
Yeah.
Oh. With a napkin.
No, but the one that was, and I don't even know if it was a Playboy, but there was a story. It was kind of like lore where some kid's brother, older brother, took what we thought was a Playboy, a nudie magazine, rolled it up and put it into like a tree stump, like into this, like a side of a tree. And I remember one, like, I don't know, it was like probably 2 weeks on the weekend, I would go to my buddy's house and we would try to chisel this thing out of a frozen tree in the wintertime in South. We were so driven by getting this nudie magazine out.
Nudie mag. I love the term.
Nudie mags, man.
It was compelling just to like, okay, let's grab that saw, let's grab this knife, and we could not get
this.
You guys
were like perverted paleontologists.
Yes, we were. Exactly. Yes. And we don't even know what the magazine. We never got it out.
You never got it out.
Well, I'm glad you said that and not me.
The story. It was People magazine.
But how genius! All these years later, how genius is the centerfold idea?
Genius.
It was. It was.
I mean, that magazine would not be the magazine it is if it did not have the centerfold idea, where it trifolded out into a bigger picture.
Every issue, you look at the centerfold and read the jokes.
Yes,
read the joke.
No,
yes, the joke.
Yes, they did. Everyone read the jokes.
And I will back Rosen up on this.
Oh,
the correct way. There's a correct way to read Playboy because Playboy's writing was extremely good.
It was,
but you didn't start with the
right. No, of course not.
That's what you did to get the guilt out of your mind.
Here's the order. It's this simple.
You went like
centerfold.
That's quite the tug.
Centerfold. The rest of the pictures. Then you start reading the article.
Yeah. Well, how would you read it, Rosie?
The tug.
Rosie,
gross. Come on.
The articles were the justifying medium.
Yeah.
Like, you did your thing. You looked at the centerfold and all the other pictures.
And there was great
writing. The college girls from Arizona State. You know, you did all that.
Hunter S. Thompson.
And then when you're done, you're like, well, I'm going to read the articles because I want to make myself feel like I am actually, like, dignified.
Right.
Well, Hawk wanted to go back and read his favorite article of all time, the interview with Bill Clinton, but the pages were stuck together.
Yeah.
Mark!
Yeah, it's because I borrowed your copy. Because I know your whole rundown, Rosie, you'd see it in the mail, and you'd grab it, and you'd
look. You're right. No, I couldn't. No, go ahead. Yeah. I'm listening.
You'd look down, you'd say,
come on, Willie.
And you guys would go in the bathroom.
No.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No, I could. No, I was never allowed to. Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And you would say, I can't wait to see me some
hard knocks.
Hard knocks. And then.
You took it a step further.
You'd
here.
Open it up to the middle of the magazine, you'd go.
What a slut.
And then you were
and then you'd say,
"Daddy's enjoying this."
Yes, yep. That's what I would say.
And then you'd say,
but "I was a kid." Tug.
Okay, I know. And then
Mark. And then you'd say your favorite part of the magazine.
No, we weren't alone.
I'm not playing.
But it was a glorious day when the mail, and you look at the mail and go, "Here's a couple of bills." Oh, my dad's Playboy's here. Right. But I'm not allowed to.
You're right. You have to
unwrap
act like
it.
You didn't see it.
I didn't
the mail.
See it.
No. Oh, Dad, the mail's here. Yeah, you got a bill from AT&T.
Okay.
And this one with, it's all like graphiced out.
But you wouldn't know.
No.
And even when I worked at a drugstore, I don't know if we were allowed to sell the Playboy in the regular magazine rack with, you know, everything else. There was and even most recently, right, did they not eliminate?
They did. They eliminated the nudity for about a year, and then his son said, this is a horrible idea.
This is not a good idea.
What are we doing?
We're mainstreaming it to the point where, you know, people have the internet now. We don't need to do this.
You know, hockey's favorite edition of Playboy was when Marge Simpson was naked.
Okay.
It's true. She was.
I know she was.
I didn't even know that.
Yes, you did. You have the article on your desk.
Yeah, the 90s, Anna Nicole Smith, Jenny McCarthy, Pam Anderson.
Anna Nicole, man. That's
Kim Basinger, all the big stars wanted to be in Playboy.
Charlie Huntington.
Is that right?
And it was a badge of honor. People would talk about the
a wad
sex
of honor?
Of... What?
What?
A wad of honor?
I didn't say anything. I was talking about all the stars in this, despite the fact that the charge of sexism and all that, they're whatever you want to say about objectifying women, all the big stars almost invariably wanted to be in Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they not? I'm not defending it.
A lot of them did.
AJ's a future teller? What's that called?
Fortune teller?
Yeah, that he knew this is going to happen and that's why he's not here. Future teller? You guys are sour on me today.
Yeah.
Wasn't Meg Ryan in it as well? Yeah. Was Meg Ryan in Playboy?
Oh my gosh.
I don't
know.
I feel like she was.
I don't know. That's Cindy Crawford.
Cindy. Yeah.
Vanna White. Not that I would know.
My goodness gracious.
Rosie, do you have a similar story about finding your mom's Playgirl?
Playgirl did not exist then.
Oh, yeah. That's what your mom told you.
That's
but
what
you
mom
looked,
told me.
You were in the woods chiseling it out of a frozen tree.
You're like Paul Bunyan, man.
Yeah, you were.
Guys are
whistle
really
while you were.
Snow in the Seven Dwarfs, you idiot. Not Paul Bunyan.
How about
chop
those
wood?
How about those twins?
Are you still talking about Playboy or what?
I'm looking.
They were in there. That was a big magazine edition.
Yeah, the triplets. A lot of twins. The Dom triplets.
Oh, the triplets.
They were from here.
I'm doing your research for you. Meg Ryan, Playboy Magazine, United States, May 2006.
Was she Meg Ryan?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Was she I had no idea.
Naked? I don't know how I knew that. I just knew that.
You never forget.
Nope.
I heard about it.
Right. Fan 5 brought to you by who?
Continental Diamond. ContinentalDiamond.com.
Yeah, baby.
You know?
Then it coined John Kreisel's favorite word of all time.
Oh, God, careful.
Yeah. What?
Buy your wife something nice.
Oh. That's his favorite word. That's
he does
saying.
Love that, yes.
He loves that word, Playboy.
He does really like that word a lot.
Yep. He says it on the air a lot.
I love Continental.
We actually have a lot of sports to talk about before we play before and after at 8:40, so we'll just go hardcore sports. We'll really do Continental Diamonds Fan 5 when we come back, if you don't mind, because that ended up being
not at all.
A Playboy / Hugh Hefner segment, because... Hugh Hefner, dead at the age of 91, died, late last night, I think? He died yesterday, I think, right?
They announced it about, 10, 15
He's looked 91 for about 10 years.
At least.
In a very odd twist, though, did you guys see that they're putting all flags at full mast for Hugh Hefner's death?
Lord.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Oh. But it only stays at full mast for 5 hours.
That's exactly, if it's more than that, check with your doctor.
That's got to be a record anyway. Power Trip Morning Show back after this on The Fan.
Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can I do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you hard. Oh, I'm on fire.
The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Now we have so many sports to talk about with Mark Rosen. He wants to talk sports.
He does. He loves it, and I don't blame him.
We're
it's
wasting
fun.
His life.
You're not wasting anything.
Aw.
It's fun.
Rosie.
We're talking about historical part of all of our lives. The passing of Hugh Hefner.
That's right. He was a big part of our life.
I didn't laugh about it.
It was emotional. All right, let's rapid fire through sports. Ben and Mark, you guys just say whatever is on your mind.
Sure.
If you have an opinion, a take, maybe a stat you would like to wow the Twin Cities with, please jump in.
You know what? Rosie, go first. Whatever's on your mind.
The Beaver.
Mark!
I haven't even read a goddamn story yet,
know.
Mark.
That's...
Why do you keep yelling that?
I didn't.
Yeah,
I did.
Whose voice was
it? I'm pretty sure that was you.
Mark, the Twins are in. They lost to the Cleveland Indians 4-2, but who cares because the Angels lost. So the Twins are now the first team in history to lose 100 or more games and make the postseason the following season. They're also the 13th team to ever follow up a 100-loss season with a winning record. They're 83-75. They will finish with a winning record.
Yeah, they will. And that, and yes, they've added another wild card team of late, you know, the last few years. Yeah, been a little longer than that, but... Look, to have that kind of a turnaround, especially at the, as I say, the All-Star break, when management, say what you want, but they had to do what they felt was the right business decision and trade a pending free agent in Brandon Kinsler. The Garcia one was different, but you know, it's been more, I think, why fans have really kind of latched onto this team is because they've enjoyed watching the process. I mean, people who struggle, everybody. And it's maybe a metaphor for life, but it's the people who struggle. They're literally your batting averages in the paper or online every single day, and you can react to what you're seeing. And when Byron Buxton's hitting 190, and you realize, that, is this guy ever going to be any good? And you see his turnaround, and fans appreciate the effort, appreciate what they see, all those sorts of things, and multiply it probably by five with some of the other unexpected surprise stories. So, when people say, well, what are they celebrating with champagne for? It's like, well, they've overcame a lot this year. Yeah, just let the kids have some fun. I mean, granted, they may be eliminated Tuesday night against the Yankees, but they're playing with house money now. There's nothing to lose, and they're feeling pretty good about themselves, and they've built a foundation. They're not going to win. This just in, they're not going to win the World Series this year. They're not ready yet. Derek Falvey pretty much said it last night. I mean, I think they realize that they're limited in a long series against teams like Cleveland, Houston, probably the Yankees. But we're talking about one game.
That's right.
One game Tuesday night.
It's one Tuesday night.
If they play them 10 times...
They might win nine.
Yeah, they might win nine, but not this game.
I don't know. Maybe Paul will make that speech Tuesday at Yankee Stadium. I don't know. But as far as moving forward, no. But they have now a foundation. And it's up to management to take this and run with it, because you cannot sit back and go, okay, hey, we're good now. No, you're not. You're far from good. You have to...
play them 10 times.
Right.
They might win nine.
That's what exactly everyone is saying. Mm-hmm. But they got one shot at it. And not to win the World Series, but to at least move on to a significant playoff series. So I think
go out there and take it.
Yeah, all that matters, Rosie. Stop being negative.
I think Paul's going to give that speech. No, I'm going to ask him about it on Monday. It'll be the best ever.
Everyone. I'm saying.
I just want to see the Yankee fans walk out, and I've been in New York enough while covering the series.
Good for
no,
you.
No, I'm talking about covering the series with I love Yankee fans. They are truly remarkable, but.
Why don't you
God, what a Debbie Downer would be for them to lose to the lowly, miserable little twins, the Twinkies.
Now go up there and take it.
That would be the best ever. There you go. Go play this song in the clubhouse before the game.
All right, Ben, your turn.
No, I don't.
Your all-time favorite football player, O.J. Simpson, could be released on parole as early as Monday. Nevada officials are finalizing the plan. The process has to be approved. Documents have to be signed. He's 70 years old. He was... sentenced to 33 years in prison. He served 9 and could get out as early as Monday.
I get you more juice.
Oh.
You want more juice?
Oh, I'm supposed to talk about that?
Yeah. You have a take?
That's
why
you're here.
Are you opposed to murder? Fine, how about this one?
I don't really know where to go with that.
How about this one then?
Rosie, stop laughing.
Then it's still Ben's turn. The Bears are at the Packers tonight, 7:25. The Packers are 2-1. The Bears are 1-2. The Packers are 7-point favorites. The over-under is 45.5. Rodgers is second in the NFL in yards, fourth in touchdowns, 13th in passer rating. Number 6 on that list, Vikings own Case Keenum.
Where are they at? Where are they playing the game at?
In Green Bay.
That'd be Lambeau. Yep.
Did Abbott just walk in? Is that why you're playing there?
That game is on Channel 4, by the way. I'm not just saying it because it's on Channel 4, but it's not just on NFL Network or Amazon or Yahoo or whatever it is.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think Chicago's better than people think. When I actually watched Mike Glennon, he's a capable, very capable passer. He will make an inaccurate throw that may get picked off. But don't sleep on Glennon. He's actually a decent quarterback.
Do you know he's 9 feet tall?
He is.
Is that right?
I'm.
That's got
to
be a record.
I mean this it in is. A. I don't want to mean. I don't want to be mean by saying this, but he is an odd looking person in person.
Why?
He's
define odd.
Well, he has just
ugly or odd.
He's tall. He's not ugly.
Well, Corey called us all hideous trolls.
We are. Look at Ben, and then look at us.
You're not ugly.
Thank you.
So I saw him at a bar in Houston during the Super Bowl, and it's just he's a tall person. I mean, he sticks out of a crowd. He has just such a, like a long neck and no shoulders. So
like a giraffe. Kind
of, sort of. God. I'm like, oh, that's Mike Glennon. Like, that's just, he just has that look. Anyway.
Maybe he's slowly evolving. Maybe he was only going to survive childhood if he could get to the fruits at the top of the tree. And now his neck is extra long.
It's like one of those things where you see him, and if you see other athletes, you're like, yeah, that's an athlete. Like, that's, he's, gotcha. You look at him, you're like, that's a professional football player?
Rosie, oh back on you. Lord.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake is reportedly finalizing a deal to be the halftime performer at the Super Bowl in February right here in Minneapolis. He's 36 years old. Mm-hmm. The NFL did tell the Star Tribune that no decisions have been made on a performer, and that they would announce it when they were ready to announce who she was, who he was, or who they were.
Well, I think they should have the reunion with Janet Jackson. I mean, why not? If you're going to go down that road, I think it would play to a big audience and understanding what could possibly go wrong.
Can we swap her out for somebody else?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but I'm just saying she
like
made
Rihanna.
A comeback. Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's never just one so performer hot. Anymore.
Like Kate Upton.
How about Dolly Parton?
Oh, hi.
Oh, hey there, Dolly Parton.
I'm busy that night.
Well, Justin was at the same facility, same area back when he was with NSYNC. Did you go to that concert?
No.
He was here with NSYNC?
No. I do love NSYNC, though.
Well, see, I'm just asking. You gave me that look like, oh, God, I would never have gone to that when I was 12.
Well, that's because you still have Playboy.com up on your iPad.
I do not.
Oh, sorry, Playgirl.
Ben Lieber, back on you. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson donated his first game check to three women who work in the NRG Stadium cafeteria who were greatly affected by Hurricane Harvey. The checks for around $27,000. He mentioned, you know, his family was famously once a recipient of a house built by Habitat for Humanity, so this is just paying it forward.
I mean, I think it's awesome. I think these stories should be told over and over again.
Yep.
About how NFL players, and not just NFL players, I mean, all athletes that reach out and help people like this in any sort of way, that they're not asked to go out and help out. They just do it because they feel like it's the right thing to do. So as many times as we can champion these things and put these guys on the pedestal for these sort of actions, absolutely, we need to do it.
Can I add a borderline preposterous statement? But it just struck me when I read this yesterday. Look, you know, again, $27,000 is a lot of money. And again, I will always defend giving. He can give $0. He's not required to give a dime. Let's not undersell, too, that symbolically, he's giving away his very first professional regular season check to somebody else.
Right.
So did he cash in week two and week three? Of course he did. He's going to make millions of dollars down the road.
And he's a good quarterback.
The first week he ever played professional football in a regular season, he said, somebody else can have this. That's pretty badass.
You're right.
He survived.
And someone said to me, well, I wish you wouldn't have done it with the cameras there. Well, we don't know the circumstances. First of all, who cares?
Right, who cares?
Who cares? Maybe if it helps or encourages other people to give, then it's accomplished its purpose. I went, well, what kind of a point is that?
Right, I think it's nice to do it anonymously and quietly.
Well, yeah,
and
of course, but
there's nothing wrong with doing it publicly either.
No, absolutely
nothing. That's still helping
and
people.
Maybe 100, 200 other people went, you know what? I'm going to do my part, whatever it is. $10, $20, whatever it is.
Right. And the week the NFL has had.
Right.
Yeah, it's
showing.
Right. Correct.
If J.J. Watt had donated privately.
Yes, no one else would have.
Less money would have been raised.
Right. Yeah, good on you, dude.
Yeah.
Nice
job. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you seen
the
video?
I have.
It's very good. Yeah,
they're very touched. Yeah,
very gracious.
All right, we'll play before and after when we come back, and then we have some other sports things we want to talk about with Ben Lieber and Mark Rosen. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Time now for the Vikings Report on The Fan. Presented by Hy-Vee. A helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings defensive end Brian Robinson joins the Power Trip after this from Hy-Vee.
Good morning, everybody. You, yes, you, lovely listener, just for listening, we say thank you. We'd like to give you a pair of tickets to see Alan Jackson at Target Center.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, October 28th. All you got to do right now is be the 11th caller and be very patient. 651-989-5326, 1-800-320-5326. Alan Jackson. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's us.
More importantly.
More importantly?
That's not what I meant. Mm-hmm. You mean what I know.
What?
I mean what you know.
Join Corey Cove and Guardsy at Halston's Entertainment, Minneapolis on Monday, October 9th, for a Monday Night Football party. See the Purple play Chicago.
JG.
There will be food, drinks, prizes, and more. Details at KFAN.com, keyword events.
How KFAN.com, long are you going to talk?
Yeah, so it's Corey and who?
JG.
Yep, and who else will be there?
Lavelle.
Yep.
Who Maleski. Else?
Yep.
Mike Yo.
Oh.
Matt Burke.
Who's Rose? Who's Rosie
Tenna
bringing?
B. Ron Johnson. Oh. Quincy Lewis. Adrian. Chips. Goggins. Oh. Aaron Henderson. Sauce.
So it's going to be packed. Free beer, free food, Gerdsy and I, Adrian Peterson, Quincy Lewis,
wow.
Ron Coomer, the whole bit.
None of those guys are confirmed, by the way. None of them might not be there.
Gerdsy and I are confirmed for Halston on October 9th.
Kevin Gorg.
Gorg's probable.
Okay.
Lake
is very, dude, very bad.
What are you going to do?
What's his birthday?
What are you going to say to him if you see him?
How are you, stranger?
Rosie, what do you say when you get home?
How are you, stranger?
Let's do this.
And now, it's time to play Before and After.
We play Before and After every Thursday in the Power Trip Morning Show. I have 10 Before and After items. It's like the category on Wheel of Fortune where there's a couple of phrases or terms that are connected with a combining word. The room plays along against each other. We don't really keep track of score, but it's Meat Sauce, Rosie, Lieber, and Chris Hockey. If the room can't figure out the puzzle, then it's the first caller at 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. First caller that sneaks in, gets it right, wins a $50 Edina Grill gift certificate.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
They've sponsored Before and After for a long time, and we're big fans of them.
Thanks to Steph Schimp and all the good folks over there, and of course, Amy.
Yep, and Tenna B. Everybody else Tenna involved in Edina Grill.
Okay.
If you guys go 10 for 10, which is not super likely.
Seven.
But if you guys go 10 for 10, then we have a listener-only 11th. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Why not?
That was enthusiastic.
Yeah, really
Rosie,
fired
yay.
Up.
Hey.
Play along.
Hey, here we go. Number one.
Number one. This is when you essentially close your eyes, cross your fingers, and chuck that pigskin, and you say this in December.
Hawk. Rosie.
Hawk was first.
Hail Merry Christmas.
That's right.
Aw.
Nice.
Had it.
Number two.
Number two. This is when your wife lets you sleep with someone else, but just once, and these flags are frequently thrown at the feet of defensive backs.
Ben.
Ben.
Hall pass interference.
That's right.
Nice job.
I was going to say free pass.
I would have also accepted free pass.
That's what I was going to say.
All pass was the one I was going for. Right. So Ben gets a bonus point for being
on the same page as me.
Number three. She is in Battle of the Sexes, and he is an iconic wrestler.
Oh,
Battle of the Sexes.
Number three. She is in Battle of the Sexes, and he is an iconic wrestler.
Nobody?
Wait.
Her name?
You
can
do
it. I can't think of hers. I can't think of a wrestler.
Wrestling.
All right.
I want to blurt it out.
651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. There are ones that are more difficult than this.
Not line five, okay?
Gotcha. I thought this would be a gettable one, so we'll see.
What is his name?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
AJ from Plymouth.
AJ from Plymouth. Hey, we're neighbors. AJ, do you know the answer?
Can you replay it one more time? I'm streaming it.
Sure, go for it.
Number three. She is in Battle of the Sexes, and he is an iconic wrestler.
I'm out.
All right, dude. Thanks, though. Appreciate it. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah.
Okay, they don't know it either. I thought this was easier than this. Good morning. What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, what's the answer?
The answer is Emma Stone Cold
Steve Austin.
That is correct.
I'm thinking of the.
I was thinking Billie Jean King.
That right, so was I.
Stan Hole, man, you win a $50 Dyna Grill gift certificate. Congratulations,
correct.
Dude.
I'm thinking of the real person. I'm thinking of Billie Jean Okerlund.
I didn't say she was in the Battle of the Sexes.
You tricked us.
In Battle of the Sexes, which is a movie that
you.
Emma Stone, Cold, Steve Austin. Here's number four. By the way, the rest of it's just for pride now because the guy on line three.
Nice going.
Nick? Nick, I think. Nick won a $50 Dyna Grill gift certificate. Here's number four.
Number four. He's the American sniper, and he chucks that pigskin for the purple.
Paul?
Yeah.
Ben.
Ben.
Chris Kyle Sloter.
That's right.
Yeah. There you go.
Our new buddy, Kyle Sloter. Number five.
Number five. She died in a bathtub, and they have 98 wins.
Paul.
Ben. Paul was first.
Whitney Houston Rockets?
Ben.
They won 98 games. Ben.
Houston Astros.
That's right.
That is correct.
Rosie, stop laughing at that.
The Rockets won 98 games this
That's
year.
That's a hell of a season.
Number six.
Number six. They play Detroit in 1 week, and this was just clinched by Minnesota.
Oh, Paul.
Yep.
Minnesota wild card.
That's right.
Oh.
Don't laugh.
Sauce.
Minnesota wild card. Number seven.
Number seven. They just exposed college basketball, and the first generation of this was released in 2007.
Hot.
Yep.
FBI phone?
That's right.
Nice good job. Hogsley.
I was thinking a game. I was thinking a game system.
I thought he was going to say something random.
Here we go. Number eight.
Number eight. This Tom Cruise film opens in theaters tomorrow, and she had the hots for Robin Hood.
Holy God. Oh, Paul.
Yep.
American Made Marion?
That's right.
Wow. Good job.
Wow. I can't believe that movie.
American Made Marion. Nicely done.
That's a good clue.
Number niner.
Number nine. He signed with Cleveland, and he used to chuck that pigskin for the purple.
Ben.
Ben.
Dwayne Wade Wilson?
That's right.
Had that too.
Number 10.
Number 10. This was a slogan for the political campaign in the film Napoleon Dynamite, and he's one of the greatest pitchers in baseball history.
Ben.
Vote for Pedro Martinez.
That's right.
Lieber.
Ben's on fire today. Last but not least, the would have been the listener only 11th, but we already have a listener that won, so this is just for you guys.
Number 11. This is where the power trip will be tomorrow morning. And she was in War of the Worlds.
Paul.
Cat in the Hat.
Paul was barely first.
Fargo, North Dakota, Fanny.
That's right.
Sauce. There you go.
Sauce.
Thanks, babe. We
Sauce.
Will be in Fargo, North Dakota tomorrow. Sanctuary Event Center from 5:30 until 9. Initials live at 8:15. And one of you rubes up there that drives to Fargo or lives in Fargo is going to play because Parrish is a last second no
He's
show.
A
He's a scratch.
Yeah.
He died.
So we need a fourth, and one of the listeners tomorrow in the Sanctuary Event Center will be the fourth tomorrow in Fargo.
Can't wait. That's going to be fun.
Be sweet.
And we have a Matt Cullen appearance tomorrow
right.
at 7:20 on the phone. He'll make a big announcement. Looking forward to that. And plenty of much more. And a big announcement as well from my band. It'll be fun.
Is that
it's
right?
It's going to be good.
Fantasy Charge Challenge tomorrow.
Big weekend. Lots going on, other than the fact that 35W will be shut down. That's going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
Hey, is 169 open yet, by the way?
It is.
Yes.
I'm so grateful to hear that. Yeah. Man, that has been a
one opens,
major
another
thorn
one
in my
shuts
side.
Down. Yeah, I'm sure it has.
Ooh, jeez Louise, that's been
Yeah, and as we all know, hockey hates traffic.
Yeah, well, everybody does, but I think
You're not doing the marathon this year?
No, I am not. I wish I could, man. Okay. I do miss doing that. I really do. But, you know, speaking of that, dude. Everybody just know the Twin Cities Marathon starts in Minneapolis, not far from U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yes. Okay? It's going to be kind of crazy.
Sunday morning is going to be nuts.
The whole weekend is.
So what you're saying is if I'm going to go to the game and I have to for
Uber.
Work, you're saying I should go at like 8 in the morning, not even remotely close to 10 or 11 or 12?
I
think the runners are gone by
then. The runners
I think you're fine by U.S. Bank by the time you need to get there.
Second corral probably starts around 8:30. Third would be about 8:45.
Tough earlier.
But it's tough anyway because those cars got to park somewhere down there. Weird, man.
Yeah.
It'll be tough.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tiger Woods says he doesn't know if he'll ever play competitive golf again. If you've watched his last few games, he'll probably never play competitive golf again.
Which
rounds.
Is sad.
Yeah.
It is. It's too many surgeries, too many back problems.
When you look back on it, that has to be one of the largest falls from grace in all of sports. Yeah. He was
personally, professionally, everything.
Yeah. Yes. O.J. Simpson is obviously the pinnacle, but we were counting down that he could possibly break Jack's record here.
But I would say it is the biggest fall from grace because he was an active player.
Yeah, O.J. was not.
O.J. was already into acting and his post-football career.
Yeah.
But
correct.
He was in his prime.
Yeah. Hey, it's Tiger.
Oh, hey, Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger.
Hey,
yes.
WNBA Finals Game 3 tomorrow in L.A. tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Staples Center, Los Angeles.
And
Lakes
game 4,
and Sparks tied at 1.
Right. As evenly matched as you could possibly hope for. Stressful for the coaches, but great for the fans to watch. And Sunday they play again Sunday night, and if a Game 5 is necessary, it'll be next Wednesday night.
This will be the last time we talk to you two before Sunday, of course, outside of the pregame.
Unless they're talking until, I don't know when, next week.
Sometime. What?
Where are you going?
Vacation again?
No, New York.
No, that's right. Well, can you call in from New York?
I'm going to miss the big appearance on Monday morning.
Antia Utgard.
We've been texting and tweeting more than you know.
No, you
wait a minute.
Yes,
you've texted her now, too?
No, just tweeted.
You've direct messaged Antia?
She did. No.
You reached out to her. You said my name's Mark Rosen.
Dang. Poor timing. Wish you could join all of us in the studio. I'll miss you.
Oh, yeah. She cares.
She cares. That's a stock message.
After you texted her twice.
No, I did not.
So let me ask you something. Just to feed Rosie's ego.
Jeez. As if she just picked it up and like.
Yeah.
She's from Hudson. She's from Hudson.
She's one of us.
So she knows who you are, right?
I don't know. She probably does. She's probably 3 or something.
I just don't want you to know that she knows who you are.
Right.
I'll call
her. I can't have your ego know that a gal like that's like, oh my God, I get to meet Mark Rosen. Because she's not going to care about the rest of us.
No, I won't be here.
Well, that's all right.
Ben will be here. Ben
yeah, that's
be.
Why she's not even going to notice us.
Yeah, she'll care.
Damn it.
And I'm going to look fabulous.
You should.
Oh, I will.
What if you and Auntie are just like a match made in heaven?
Yeah, really? That would be so weak.
He goes, yeah, I'm going to hit on her.
Well, of course.
What are you going to say?
Yeah. Got to do it.
What's your pickup line?
What's happening?
Yeah, got to do it.
Got to do it.
That's worked for Corey
years ago.
You know what I'll do? My natural charm.
Such as?
I'll just.
Can we role play for a second? Pretend Rosie is Auntie.
I can't believe you asked.
Yeah. Rosen's going to be Auntie. Yeah, like you can be Meat Sauce Paul Amber. Go ahead.
Rosie's hoots
sauce?
Are out.
Well, yeah. Sauce, Auntie, Sauce.
Auntie, how are you?
First of all, don't look down at his shirt.
Eyes are up here.
First thing you did was look down at his shirt.
I know. See, I tested him, and he's so attracted to my
Do you like to play golf?
I do.
Would you like to play golf with me?
No.
Okay, that's about how it'll go. That should be like, this is stopping if he quits.
Oh, man. You were going to ask me about the Viking game.
Yeah, your prediction. Whether Not Case Keenum or Sam Bradford plays the Lions at U.S. Bank Stadium Sunday.
Well, this is obviously the most important game in, well, for the next three. They're finally playing divisional opponents. I like the Vikings defense. Detroit's the cardiac kids. We know it. Matthew Stafford is playing at a really high level. I just like the Vikings defense overall, and I like what Case Keenum has been doing. I'll take the Vikings by 3. Figure out a score. I don't know. It doesn't matter. 24-21.
I think the Vikings' run game is consistent throughout this game. They rely on that. The Lions' defense is there are spurts where I'm like, well, that's a pretty good front seven at times. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, the defensive front can kind of get blown back and pushed back. They've got a few linebackers that are just okay, and their corners aren't very good. Safeties are pretty good. Both safeties pretty good, but I think their defense is their downfall once again. The defense is a downfall in Detroit.
Ben, is it bad facing a team that lost the way they did?
No, I don't think so. I mean, in the way that they lost, I think they're over it because I think they walked away with their heads held high, knowing that they won that game. They did enough to win that game. They had a lot of opportunities in the second half to truly win that game, but they blew it. So some lost opportunities, but I think they're going to come in here. They're going to come in here hungry and forgetful of that mm-hmm. last game. They'll be fine.
Rosie, you will see New York next week. Lieber, you will see Antia on Monday. We will see Fargo tomorrow, 5:30 until 9, Sanctuary Event Center, if you're anywhere near Fargo, North Dakota tomorrow.
Good luck, guys.
Swing by and see the Power Trip Morning Show. Initials live at 8:15. Paul Allen is next, right here on The Fan.
Back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.